The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The 2023-24 season is just underway. This weekend saw both teams dip their toes into the schedule with non-conference action, and we're here in Joe Sims' gym for the much-anticipated home opener. Head coach Matt Walker brings his Lady Dogs into action with an even 1-1 record after dropping a barn burner to Cannon County and then dominantly beating down Whitwell on Friday. While head coach Rob Edwards and his Mighty Dogs are off to a 1-0 start after outscoring DeKalb County on Saturday. Invading the heart of Bulldog country tonight, hoping to be on the warpath of the East Robertson Indians. Head coach Kenyatta Perry has their Lady Indians at 2-0 with wins over Gordonsville and Liberty Creek, while Kurt Catan brings along his boys team with an 0-2 record after dropping games to those same teams. Settle in and join the party as we kick off the basketball season here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Carquest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first basketball broadcast of the young season. And we're starting right here at home in Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to accurately describe the games this season as we transition here on the network from calling action on the gridiron to calling action on the hardwood. Joining me throughout the broadcast will be former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. Joining me now is the Horizon Sports Network founder, analyst, statistician. He's a jack-of-all-trades here with all these wires and things that this broadcast has gained over the last 7 years. Thomas, I don't see how you do it all. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Hey, I appreciate it, Daniel. Always the kind introduction from you. And, you know, it's good to have the headsets back on. We didn't have as much of a turnaround as we normally do, as we're here for the Horizon Sports Network on the hardwood.
Yeah, this is the earliest we've ever called basketball. We just simply couldn't stay away from it, and the fans wouldn't let us either. We've been bombarded with questions. When are you going to start calling basketball? And knew the time was right to go ahead and try to do as many of these things as possible.
Yeah, no better way to kick off the season than here at home in Joe Sims Gym. For a couple pretty good contests, I think we're going to have in front of us.
Yeah,
the visitors
sure.
From East Robertson.
Yeah, the girls' game especially, a 2-0 Lady Indian team coming in after a couple wins, as we mentioned. Now, you're going to not see the full Indian team during boys' action. Their football team is still playing. They'll be playing in semifinal action Friday night against York Institute in the AA games. We meet this team again here in a few weeks, so they'll be at full strength for sure then.
Looking forward to that one and tonight. And, of course, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen. We can't thank them enough for making this coverage possible. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, during the pregame show, we'll talk about the Clay County season so far. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside to the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment, but tonight we're just going to preview what will be in the paper next week, Daniel. You know, the Lady Dogs are 1-1 heading into this one after a split in Hall of Fame action in Cannon County, where they lost a close one to the host school 52-53 and blew out Whitwell 72-15. Hallie Buford was the leading scorer in both games with 24 and 18 respectively, and Madison Hayes added 15 against Cannon.
Yeah, I look for a lot out of those two tonight and all season long. But a good opening to the season, you know, beat down a Wibble. Cannon County, of course, a double, maybe even triple-A basketball school, and always good. So that's a strong showing.
And on the boys' side, they're 1-0 after beating DeKalb County 58-56 over the weekend on a Weston Burwell buzzer beater. The Dogs were down one when he hit the winning three-pointer, giving him 14 in the contest. But it was Nate Adams led the way in that one, Daniel. He had 18 in the opener.
Well, that answers some questions. You know, had five seniors that started on this team last year. Some folks may be wondering who's going to fill the void. Obviously, those two are going to go a long way to doing it. Big shot for Burwell there.
Folks, read all the details and pictures and more from those games in this week's newspaper. And we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and East Robertson here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time now for the Ashlock and Strong Girls 7A update. Several games have been played already amongst the District 7A teams, all non-conference. This past Friday, Clay County lost to Cannon County 52-53, then beat Wibble 72-15. On Saturday, it was Clark Range who beat Smith County, a big win for them, 65-59. Clark Range lost a tight one to Livingston, 43-52 on Saturday as well. Last Thursday, it was Gordonsville who beat Monterey, 45-40. And on Saturday, Gordonsville lost to this East Robertson Lady Indian team, 55-66. And Gordonsville also lost to DeKalb County. The Lady Tigers won that one, 60-45. Pickett County, they played one, played the Lady Jets of Cumberland County, and suffered a beatdown, Coach Sims. 65-31, Cumberland County that good? Because we was expecting Pickett to be the cream of the crop.
Well, I was reading something on Coach T. They said Pickett didn't guard anybody, so I don't know. Pickett ought to be really, really good this year. I'm sure
Cumberland's a player.
Yeah, I'm sure Cumberland's good. They said they've got two freshmen that's probably two best players in the whole Upper Cumberland, but that had to be a fluke, kind of.
Of course, it's early in the year. We know that. And Redbone Springs, they beat Friendship Christian 65-41 on Thursday, and then Friday it was the Lady Dogs of Redbone and losing to White House 38-59. Tonight's action's got Clay County hosting East Robertson, of course. Redbone Springs making the short trip to Jackson County. Gordonsville traveling to Watertown. And tomorrow night, Clark Range going to try their hand against Cumberland County and the Lady Jets. Do you think that'll go any different?
I hope not.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure it'll be closer. I don't know if they could beat them or not.
Big rivalry, of course, up there.
Yeah, they play every year. You know, it's a year-end thing.
So no district action yet. Clark Range 1-1, Clay County 1-1, Gordonsville 1-2, Pickett 0-1, and Red Bull 1-1 overall. Girl 7A update's been brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll kick right now over to Thomas for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, before I talk about Tipsy, I want to say how awesome it is to have legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims back with us here for the seventh straight season, I think, on the Horizon Sports Network. I always like to say he knows just a little bit about high school girls basketball. You know, nearly 500 wins, 7 district titles, 6 region crowns, 14 sub-state appearances, 10 trips to the state tournament, 4 state runners-up, and that state championship, the only one we've ever had. Coach, good to have you back.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed doing it. You know, if I didn't, I just wouldn't do it, you know. But I enjoyed, you know, talking about it. I hope I know a little about it, you know. Maybe I can pass something along that people might get a kick out of anyway.
Well, you certainly do add to it, Coach. Non-conference here, these two times have not met, or these two teams, rather, haven't met a ton of times over the years. Two pretty highly touted girls programs, though. Any certain keys tonight you want to see out of Coach Walker and the ladies?
I just hope we can shoot the ball pretty good. You know, I think the one thing that we got to do is try to develop some scoring. You know, Hallie can score, and hopefully Bella, but some of these other girls will have to, you know, step up and score something this year for us to be effective, because people start concentrating on our own Hallie particularly, and somebody else is going to have to help out, you know. It's kind of like it was 3 or 4 years ago with Taylor and Kenzie. You know, if we can get somebody else to score, we'd do pretty good, and which we won most of them anyway, but we just need to have a little balanced scoring, I think.
Thomas, any thought from you on this big matchup?
Just looking forward to the first game of the year, for us anyway.
Right. There you go. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Getting close to time to announce the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups right here at Joe Sims Gym. We'll do that after we break for the anthem. Got a new announcer here. In the heart of Bulldog Country, longtime PA announcer Michael Miller stepping away from those duties, and have Coach Rob Edwards' son, who's going to be taking care of that here in Joe Sims Gym this year. Tyler Edwards going to be announcing things. They're dropping the flag. We're going to go ahead and pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back for those starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, it is time in front of this big girls matchup to announce the starting lineup for both squads. These are the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The visiting East Robertson Lady Indians traveling team tonight. They wear their burgundy travel jerseys, white numerals on them, uniforms trimmed in gray. Their head coach, Kenyatta Perry. They have a 2-0 record on the season. They ride that two-game winning streak into tonight's matchup. Starting for East Robertson, a senior, number 12, Ava Hester. A junior, number 32, Ida Bernard. A junior, number 25, Katie Pennington. A junior, number 5, Hester Wallace. And a freshman, number 15, Allie Pennington. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the home team tonight, of course. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, in his 8th season overall 156 wins to 69 losses, a 1-1 record this year. They do ride a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number one, Maddie Hayes. A senior, number two, Bella Ashlock. A senior, number 11, Kendall Matthews. A senior, number 21, Hallie Buford. And a junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. It is time for basketball action right here in Joe Sims Gym, home opener for this 2023-24 season. A good non-conference matchup here. Coach Sims talking to Coach Walker prior to tip-off. He says the freshman, number 15, for the Lady Indians, their best player, Hallie Pennington, said she is the real deal.
Well, I knew they wasn't really too good the last couple of years, so I thought something must have happened, so that might be the big improvement they made.
It's going to be Buford controlling the tip. She hands off to Kendall Matthews, the senior, going to run it at the top of the key. Getting the start is the point guard. Gives off to Hayes. Hayes now kicks across the top of the key into the hands of Wicks. Back inside to Hayes. Power dribble shot up. No good. Fighting for her own rebound. Maddie comes up with it. A jump ball. Going to be called. Going to try to learn these Lady Indians as things go along here. Always a challenge at the beginning of a broadcast, so bear with me as we figure out their names. Number 25 with it out top. That's going to be Katie Pennington, a junior. Ooh. Thomas, who took that three?
Ida Bernard with the three early.
Quickly, Clay County back the other direction. Matthews with it. Hands off to Ashlong. Bell at the top of the key. Gives to Buford, a weave out top. Wicks, three-pointer left wing. In and out, no good. Rebound by the Lady Indians. It's going to be Pennington with it, working the right side of the lane. She's denied by Matthews. East Robb resets the offense out top in the hands of the freshman. She works against Matthews, kicks it over to her teammate in the corner. Now back out to Pennington. They have two Penningtons out there. Three-pointer taken by Allie Pennington. No good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes with the size advantage in this one, Coach. Looks like she could dominate down low.
Yeah, she's bigger than anybody that they've got.
Three-pointer taken and missed from Ashlock. Rebounded by Wicks. Wicks resets it by giving it to Buford out top. Now Matthews back to run the point. Coach Walker sends in the play. Matthews works left, gives to Hayes on the elbow. Now back to Hallie. Hallie travels with it. Wanted to shoot the three, just took the extra step.
Yep, she walked.
Three none right now. Lady Indians with that three-point lead, 6:22 mark of this first quarter. Lady Indians going to slowly walk it into the front court. It's the junior, Katie Pennington. I'm going to try to finish writing down onto my sheet here. I assume junior Katie Pennington and freshman Allie Pennington, sisters perhaps. Allie with it, kicks over to a teammate out top. Now back in the hands of freshman Allie Pennington, who works against Matthews. Swings it to a teammate at left wing who works against Buford. Drives baseline. That jumper no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella with it. Going to bring it down the court herself, and that's what you get with Ashlong, the ability to ball handle, play outside, play down low. Buford in the paint, nice pass to Wicks, shot good, and the foul. Lacey Wicks, we knew about her defensive efforts, Coach, but is a junior starter, going to need some points out of her as well, and she gets two there.
That's right. Make this free throw tied up. Yeah, that's good penetration by Hallie that time, the dish off there.
Three-point play the old-fashioned way is missed out on by Wicks. There's the score to 3-2. East Robb in front. Lady Indians with the basketball at right wing. Pennington with it. She's crossed up by Wicks. Wicks with the steal. Gives to Ashlock. Ashlock on the drive. Hands off to Buford. Buford layup. No good. Rebounded by Maddie Hayes. Hayes' put back good.
Yeah, and the foul.
And she draws the foul. Good hustle by the Lady Dogs. Ava Hester picks up her first personal. So, Coach, they redid the foul rules in high school basketball this year. Gone are the days of single and double bonus.
Yep.
And it resets each quarter. Five team fouls in a quarter sends a player to the line to shoot two no matter what.
Right. It's the same rules that college has been playing with for a couple of years now on the women's side, not the men's. So I kind of got used to watching that, you know.
Any advantages or disadvantages to that?
I don't know. Takes out the one and one, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You get to shoot. You get to shoot two every time.
East Rob trailing now by two. Here's another steal. Lacey Wicks with it, trying to build on this Clay County lead. Layup is
good.
Lacey Wicks with 4 points here, and a timeout taken by East Robertson. 4:59 mark of this first quarter. Clay County with a 7-3 lead.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball here in Solana, where Clay County leads East Robertson 7-3, Daniel. They got down 3-0. Now the Lady Dogs are on a 7-0 run. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. But here comes East Robertson.
East Rob trying to close down this lead. Lady Dogs up by 4, 7-3, as Thomas just said. Baseline drive shot up, no good. Rebounded by Lady Indy, taken away by Lacey Wicks. The defensive showcase continues to be displayed by Wicks, who has two steals in this one already. And now Clay County with a turnover and a foul call against Maddie Hayes.
We don't need that.
.432 mark of this first quarter, 7-3 the lead. East Rob going to slowly walk the basketball down the court. Coach, defensively, what's going on for Coach Walker's squad?
Just playing straight man.
Wicks out top, defended against Katie Pennington. Pennington gives it up to Allie Pennington, the freshman, who swings over now to Wallace. Back cross court to Pennington. Allie Pennington, right wing, works against Matthews. Matthews, a good defensive effort in her own right. Forces Pennington to kick it out to a teammate beyond the perimeter. Back to Pennington, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Goes off the foot of a Lady Indian. Clay County basketball.
We're defending pretty good. Of course, Wicks has got a couple of steals that turn straight into points. That's how we got our lead here. We just keep that up. The little Eads in play the point now.
Sophomore Ella Eads has checked in. Coach, you're right. He's with it out top, works to the right, loses the handle, and now going to be a turnover over and back for touching. He's a promising young player. A lot of depth on this Clay County squad. Some of them have been unproven, a couple talented freshmen who've come up and joined the squad.
Yep.
But he's played quite a bit of minutes last year.
Yeah, toward the end of the year, and she got some good experience this summer and the fall, so I think she's going to do all right.
3:40 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County 7, East Rob 3. Lady Indians trying to gain points on this possession. Wallace with it out top. And a foul call against Maddie Hayes. That's two against the senior.
We don't need her out there reaching.
Going to see sophomore Baylor Walden coming in. I was wondering who would be the first sub off the bench for the post. And we know what we get with Walden, a talented young player.
Yeah.
It's tough for Hayes to pick up two early in this one, though. She was playing really well, wasn't she, Coach?
And reach fouls, I mean.
Pennington drives, kicks out to the older Pennington. She airballs, rebound Bella Ashlock. Ashlock with an outlet pass ahead, goes off of an Indian, now regained by Pennington for East Robertson. She sets up at left wing, slices and dices, goes to the hoop, shot up, no good. Bella Ashlock called for the foul. Bit of a ticky-tacky one, but that's the call nonetheless.
Got her with the body a little bit there, but hands were straight up, Coach.
Yeah, I kind of questioned that one. But
3:06 mark. First quarter, 7-3, still the score. And it remains that way after a freshman, Allie Pennington, misses the free throw. First sub of the night for head coach Kenyatta Perry. Sends in junior Sophie Lawing, number 23. Points now, freeze drop. With that second free throw being hit by Pennington. Ashlock with it. Hands off to Buford. Hallie drives, penetrates. 6-foot floater's good. And they're going to say she was fouled. Basket counts. I was afraid they'd call an offensive foul.
Yeah, I was too. That's kind of wait.
Katie Pennington picks up her first personal. 2:55 mark of this first quarter. Senior sharpshooter Hallie Buford at the line and knocks down the free throw. Makes it 10-4 now. Backcourt pressure being applied by Coach Walker's squad. Let's see if we can disrupt the ball handling of the Lady Indians. Working on a backcourt trap here. Timeout taken by Coach Perry. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
2:47 mark first quarter. Clay County 10, East Drive 4.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads East Robertson 10-4. A little under 3 minutes left here in the first quarter, and, you know, it's been the hustle of Clay County, I think, has gotten them where they're at, Coach.
They're
what do you think?
Playing hard, you know. If you do that, that'll serve you well most of the time.
Clay County with this 6-point lead, good defense here. East Rob with the basketball on near steal. Ball's loose, collected by Bugger Walden. Walden across the timeline, kicks the right wing to Eads. Eads going to penetrate, 8-foot jumper off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Hester for the Lady Indians. Quickly now back the other way. East Robertson with possession of the basketball. Pington with it at left wing. Kicks across to her sister. Now they swing it to the corner. Three-pointer taken and good, Thomas. That was number 32, Ida Bernard. Her second triple of the contest.
Yeah, she may have missed one earlier, but I think she's perfect, Daniel, from back there.
Yeah, 2 of 2, I believe. Another foul call, I believe, against East Robertson here on the floor. I believe that's the fourth team foul this quarter, so the next team foul against East Robertson will send the Lady Dogs to the line for two.
Yeah, that's going to take me a while to get used to.
Oh, here's a steal. East Robertson with it. Quickly the other way, full head of steam. Defense causes her to pull up. Jump shot is missed. Rebound Eads. Sophomore Ella Eads with it. Works her way towards the Clay County hoop. Hands off to another sub. Yeah, young Natalie Smith in there. She hands off to Walden. Walden's running floater off the right side. No good. Rebounding Beast Robertson. I missed Natalie Smith checking into the contest. And pressure's applied by Hearn Wicks in the backcourt in a foul call. It's going to be Wicks who's called for the personal. Kendall Matthews checking back in. 1:32 mark of this first quarter. Clay County leads it by 3, 10-7. East Robertson, depending on shot selection here, could tie or draw within one. They fire for the tie. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by East Robertson. The putback baseline shot is good. Freshman Allie Pennington gets the rebound and the bucket. She'll go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Minute 17 left here in this first quarter. 10-9 the score. Clay County up by one. I'm doing something for the first time here on the network, trying to operate the camera. We've got a new setup here, and just trying to figure that out, Thomas. Hopefully they can tell what's going on. I don't know.
I think it's working so far.
It's working so far. It's making me concentrate harder than I want to, though. Ashlock in the front court. Actually, that's Smith, not Ashlock. Three instead of two. Now Ashlock with it out top. Bella going to go one-on-one into the paint. Kicks off to Matthews. Matthews tried to skip it across the paint to Wicks at the post. Pass never got there, did he, Coach?
No, it didn't have a chance. Two people between her and whoever she's trying to throw it to.
61 seconds remaining on the inbound. Jump shot by Ashlock in the paint. No good rebound by Wicks, and she'll be fouled. And now we'll see Lacey go to the line to shoot two.
Lacey Wicks having a good home debut here. You know, she's already got 4 points to lead the Lady Dogs so far in the first quarter. Multiple steals and rebounds. Like you said, Daniel, just kind of become an all-around player.
We know about the athleticism she possesses. Saw it last year when she'd come in and sub. Has good length, has great speed.
Yeah, she's quick and fast.
And knocked down that free throw. Now with 5 points in the contest. 58.3 seconds on this first quarter clock. Second one's away, also good. Pressure again in the backcourt. 2-2-1, it looks like. Lady Indians. Not yet across the timeline. Here's the trap. Smith and Wicks. Here's the pass. Now Pington across the timeline and then the 10-second call. Couldn't have done it much better, Coach.
No, that's good.
Good pressure by the Lady Dogs. Credit freshman Natalie Smith in there helping out with that trap.
Yeah, I've seen him play a little this summer, and he's playing her, you know, every game quite a bit. She's got some potential.
Kendall Matthews with it out top, works against Pinkton, picks up the dribble, gives it to Smith at right wing. She gives back to Matthews in the corner, back to Smith, thought about a long three, passes inside to Ashlock. Ashlock with it, underhanded layup, good.
Well, how she hit it, but she did.
Ashlock with a beauty of a bucket there. 20 seconds and ticking, first quarter, Clay County up 14-9. And here's a turnover, looks like the Lady Indians stepped out of bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, they're having a little trouble with this press.
Sophomore Baker Walden to inbound. 19.8 seconds here on this first quarter clock. 5 points the lead for Coach Walker squad. 8 year head coach. He's been around a while now.
Yep. Yeah, every year he's been here, it's the year I've been out.
Of course, he did replace you after your second stint, Coach. 24 years altogether. Just an amazing run here in the heart of Bulldog Country. Buford with it, down to 5 seconds. Hallie drives, underhand layup, good,
and
the foul. Hallie Buford going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, and Thomas, what an exclamation point to finish out this first quarter.
Yeah, the second and one attempt that Buford's had in this quarter, and you have to expect she's going to finish this one off, too.
They didn't give her the basket.
Oh, they didn't?
No, they caught it on the floor.
Whoa.
Well, so she'll be shooting two free throws then. First one's away and good. We don't have season totals yet. Of course, they've only played two games. Coach Metis has provided us game reports, but you know Buford is one of those girls who's going to have a high, high percentage from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Makes both of those.
Or she should. Well, she can shoot the ball.
3.5 seconds as they inbound. Desperation shot at the buzzer. No good by Pennington. First quarter ends here. Joe Sims Jim, and the Lady Dogs are up by 7-16-9.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads East Robertson 16-9 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Lacey Wicks. 6 points here in the first quarter. Hallie Buford has five. Bella Ashlock, two. And Madison Hayes has three for a total of 16 for Clay County. 2 3-pointers for Ida Bernard. Number 32 for East Robertson leads the way for them with 6 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they got it, just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
That they are. Thomas, Coach, thoughts on this first quarter? Lady Dogs, a pretty strong offensive quarter, 16
well,
points.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased. A little sloppy a couple times, but defense has been really good. And a little smarter passing the ball sometimes, I think, but that'll come as time goes along, hopefully. Played a lot of young kids.
Too early in the season to know a lot about this East Robertson team. We do know they're 2-0 with wins over Gordonsville and Liberty Creek. So,
yeah. I don't know what Gordonsville's got this year. They lost some players last year, but East Robertson wasn't very good last year. I mean, the year before, so they're better now.
Clay County loses the possession they had to start the quarter, taken away by the Lady Indians to the hoop, and the basket's good. It was the freshman, Abby Pennington, and she draws the foul from Clay County. Personal foul going to be assessed against Kendall Matthews. 7:53 mark of this second quarter, and his drive now trailing by five.
There ain't no point in that turnover. I mean, it was just, you know, they didn't make us do it. We just threw it to them, you know.
Just sloppy.
Yeah. And then get up a three-point play. Unless you missed the foul shot.
Free throw missed. Rebound Walden. Walden gives off to Ashlock. Bella going to work it across the timeline and into the Clay County front court. Gives to Eads. Eads with it out top. Weaves over to 21. Buford. Buford back to Ashlock. Three-pointer by Bella. No good. And a foul call against Ella Eads. Looks clean to me. They call over the back, though.
Yeah. Another new freshman in there. Little Garrison, is that her, 44?
Halen Garrison sure is. Another talented freshman. On the floor for Clay County, Ella Eads, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Baylor Walden, and Halen Garrison, as Coach mentioned. Pennington out top, gives over to her sister. Free throw range jumper, good. 16-13 now the score. East Rob is drawn within 3 points. They try a little pressure in the backcourt. Clay County beats that. Garrison has it, gives to Ashlock. Now back to Eads. Eads out top. Kicks to Garrison. Back to Eads. Now Walden in the corner. Spot three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by East Robertson's number 23, Sophie Lawson, who comes the other way with it. Trap out of the Lady Dogs and a reach-in foul called against Bella Ashlock. 6:43 mark, second quarter, Clay County 16, East Drop 13. Maddie Hayes checking back in. Of course, she had two personals early in the first quarter, had to sit. Hayes was pretty dominant down low prior to having to sit down with the fouls.
You see Coach Walker playing a lot of players early in this one. He's prone to do that early in the season, isn't he, Coach?
He pretty much does it every game, early or late or whatever. Nah, he doesn't stuff hard as much later in the year, but no.
Ball knocked out of bounds.
He's a guy that's going to play a bunch of people.
He's dropped inbound from their own baseline. They work it in. Bernard with it. Hands back off to Pennington. Tries to go back to Bernard, and there's Wicks again, getting in the passing lane, knocking it out of bounds. Baker Walden checks in. Lacey Wicks checks out. Resetting the lineup for you on the floor. Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, Baker Walden, Ella Eads, and Natalie Smith. 6:30 and ticking here in this second quarter. 16-13, Clay County with a three-point lead. Pennington out top. Reese Robertson being defended well by Eads. Has the handoff to her sister. Now Katie Pennington works, kicks it back over to Allie. Her three-pointer no good. Going to go out of bounds, and Clay Kenny's going to regain possession. Sophomore Ella Eads with it in the backcourt. Works against pressure. Gets to Smith. Smith ahead to Buford. Her three-pointer from left corner, no good. Rebound by the Lady Indians. Coming up with it is Hallie, though, and she scores on the putback.
I'll give us that.
5 points now the difference, 18-13. Black, purple, and gold in front. Pennington out top. Swings over to the other Pennington. Allie now gives it up to Bernard. Bernard drives right side, working against Walden. Another steal. Cool. It's Allie Buford with it. Buford, fast break, has the ball knocked away from behind. Clay cutting into inbound from their own baseline. 5:29 mark of this second quarter. 18-13 the score. Lady Dawgs up by five. Another new player for East Robertson, number zero, Kyla Groves. We're very familiar with the Groves family from East Robertson, are we not, Thomas?
That we are.
Elijah and,
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Several of them.
Two of the main ones right now.
They're
still playing football, didn't you? Natalie Smith on the three-pointer. Official timeout taken as the official addresses the scores table. Not sure what he's straightening out.
I don't know. They didn't put the points up the other end of this.
Three-pointer is good by Smith. 21-13 now the score.
Big shot right there by the freshman.
Yeah, it was.
Lady Indians taking their time, playing it slow. Pennington at left wing. Hard for me to call this one because of all the ball handlings between who I'm calling the sisters, the Pennington girls. And I hadn't learned their first names yet, so that makes it tough.
Out, it?
Another steal. Allie Eads comes up with it off the hands of Allie Pennington. Eads into the front court. Backs up into the corner. Gives to Walden out top. Baker loses the handle on the ball. Eastrop comes up with it. Another turnover. Coach, I know those bother you.
Yeah. I've been pulling my hair out by the son of a bitch. No excuse.
Early in the year. We'll chalk it up to that. 4.5 minutes here in this first quarter. Another shot missed by East Robertson. Rebound out of Eads. Eads passes ahead to Smith. Smith to Walden. Walden thinks about going baseline. Works into Maddie Hayes. Her shot no good. Got her on rebound. And they say a foul. Against East Robertson on the floor.
Good. That's afraid it might be on Maddie. He went over the back. But what?
So once again, the rule change about the free throws, that's the first team foul this quarter against East Robertson. They had six or five in the
so
first quarter.
Over.
That's
gone.
Only the first of the quarter here. 5.25 gets you to the free throw line for two free throws in the bonus. Buford misses her running layup. Rebound Hayes, her putback no good. Now Walden fighting for it with Groves. Now jump ball call.
Their ball. Well, it's a good chance to get to right there. We missed the layup and then a putback.
8 points the lead for Clay County. So, Coach, East Rob draws within three just a few minutes ago, and then Clay County, thanks to a big three-pointer by Smith, pulling back out to an 8-1 lead.
Yeah, if we just clean it up, quit throwing it to them so much, we might get more points.
Halfway through this second quarter, 3:55 and ticking. East Rob with it, Groves it right wing, gives to Allie Pennington. Back to Groves out top. They swing back to Katie Pennington. Her jump shot from left block's good and a foul called. A lot of fouls being called in this one.
Yeah.
.21-15 now after the bucket. Katie Pennington at the free throw line to shoot and one. Halen Garrison checks back in. Natalie Smith checks out. So on the floor for Coach Walker, Hallie Buford, Becker Walden, Halen Garrison, Ella Eads, and Kendall Matthews. Free throw good by Katie Pennington. Ella Eads going to run the point, gets to Matthews. Two-guard workout Tom. Now Buford, three-pointer corner. Ah,
good.
When her feet set, she's dangerous. Hallie puts Clay County back up, 24-16. 8 points the difference again.
Now, first player into double figures, Buford's got 10, Daniel.
Running floater, no good. by Pennington, rebounded by Groves. Kicked back over to a teammate. Her shot no good. Walden comes up with the rebound this time, and she'll be fouled on the floor by number 13 for the Lady Indians. Izzy Smith, a freshman. Eads with it, crosses the timeline, reverses court, works to the right, back to the left, into the paint, running floater, no good, did a good job of driving and getting to the hoop, just couldn't come away with the bucket.
Well, they're shooting foul shots, aren't they?
Yeah, that's five. We'll go to the other end. Well?
They're supposed to be shooting foul shots.
Yes, they are. We won't mention nothing, though.
No. They don't want to let them shoot. That's all right. How's that, coach? That'd be going off.
2:45 and ticking here in this quarter. Pennington misses the three-pointer. Rebounded by the Lady Indians. They get another chance. Groves with it. Works against Buford. Spins in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound Kendall Matthews. Senior Kendall Matthews going to work across the timeline. Give the sophomore Ella Eads. Eads now cross-court to Buford. Buford going to drive inside. Dishes off to Walden. Walden a shot fake and a dribble. Gives back to Buford. Three-pointer. Left wing. No good. Missed everything. He goes out of bounds. 2:16 mark now. We have to play in this first half. Lady Dogs up by 8. 24-16. Katie Pennington across the timeline where she'll be collected and picked up by freshman Helen Garrison. Gives up to her sister. Now Allie Pennington works to the right elbow. Backs up. Gives back to Katie. Uses a screen. Trying to work left. Screen never developed. Now she dishes to Groves at the high post. Ooh, a nice pass down low. Could not convert on points. Could the Lady Indians, though. Rebounded by Clay Kenny. Buford in the front court. To the hoop. Her shot good. East Robertson just likes it.
Yeah. So she just stepped out. So here, just come on in. Shoot your layup. I guess she didn't want to foul.
Minute 30 and ticking. 26-16. Lady Dogs' biggest lead of the night. They have a 10-point margin here. Pennington drives inside. Foul call on the floor. And Pennington going to go to the line to shoot two, if I saw things correctly.
Well, I didn't think I was going to let him shoot that time.
Pennington hits the free throw. Makes it 26-17. Minute 15 left in this second quarter. Thomas, you hadn't had the opportunity to talk much. I'll give it to you now if you want it.
Yeah, Pennington's free throw stops a Clay County 5-0 run. They got up by double digits, but they cut it back to 8, Daniel.
Allie Pennington hits that second free throw. 26-18 now the score. Clay County with another turnover. They do regain possession, though. Three-pointer Garrison just a little off the edge of the rim. Rebounded by East Robertson. Ticket now under a minute to play here in the first half. Black, purple, and gold, 26. The burgundy and gray of East Rob, 18. Clay County's played a good defensive half, I feel.
They're putting a little half-court trap in there. That's what they're doing then. Got that girl had the ball all excited. So she threw it a little too high out of bounds down there.
Yeah, pressure's been effective for the Lady Dogs so far in this first half, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're good athletes. They move good.
Clay Kenny across the timeline. Buford with it. Kicks to Garrison. Rat block shot up. Good. Garrison with the first bucket of the night. I started to say the first points of her high school career, but she very well could have scored on Saturday, as did Smith probably. But a couple of freshmen contributing here in the first half. Three-pointer, no good, beast draw. Buford on the rebound. Hallie with it across the timeline. Wants to go coast to coast. Works into the paint one-on-one. Layup, no good. Rebounded, beast draw. I'd like to see some more offensive rebounds for Clay County. A lot of times we've just had one shot at it.
Yeah.
10 seconds and ticking. East Rob with the ball at left wing. Now right wing. Pingston kicks to Bernard. Three-pointer up and good. Third three-pointer of the first half for number 32 out of Bernard. And your score at the half, Clay County 28, East Robertson 21. We've got a good one going here at Joe Sims Gym in the home opener.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads East Robertson 28-21 here at the break in Salina. It's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 16-9 lead at the end of the first quarter as Hallie Buford and Lacey Wicks added 5 and 6 respectively in the first quarter to put the Lady Dogs up by 7. Then they led by as many as 10 in the second stanza before East Robertson made a 3 at the buzzer to make it a 7-point game, 28-21 here at halftime in Salina, the home opener for both the Dogs and the Lady Bulldogs. For East Robertson, Ida Bernard, she has 3 three-pointers for a total of 9 points here at halftime, including that buzzer beater to cut it to 7 here at the break. Katie Pennington has 4 points, and Allie Pennington leading the way for the Lady Indians with 8 points. Clay County being led by Hallie Buford. She's got a cool dozen, 12 points here at halftime after scoring 7 in the second quarter. Bella Ashlock has 2. Madison Hayes, 3. After a quick start in the first quarter, she picked up her second foul. Hadn't seen a whole lot of action in the second quarter. Lacey Wicks with 6 here at the break. Halen Garrison and Natalie Smith, both freshmen. Smith with 3. Halen Garrison with 2 points here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads East Robertson 28-21 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, Clay County leading East Robertson 28-21 at the break. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Hermitage Springs basketball. This past Tuesday, they hosted Salina K-8. All four teams were defeated by the visitors. Then on Jackson County, they had homecoming down at Hermitage Springs. Had a win of the 5th and 6th grade girls. Picked up their first win of the year. The other squads did drop those contests to the Blue Devils. Junior high squads and one of the 5th and 6th grade teams will be in action tomorrow afternoon hosting Wilson in the junior varsity boys. They'll be the ones of the 5th and 6th playing. That action tips off at 4:30 at Herman Springs. Sonic K-8 basketball. Those teams are putting together pretty good seasons with the 5th and 6th grade girls being 2-5 and riding a 2-game win streak right now. 5th and 6th grade boys 4-3. Junior high girls have 5 wins to 3 losses, and the junior high boys 5-2. The teams will enjoy a hiatus from the court this week for the Thanksgiving holiday and then return to action on Monday, November 27th at home in Bobby Barnett Gym hosting Livingston for a 5:30 5th and 6th grade boys tip-off. Tennessee Tech football and basketball, the Golden Eagles and freshman John Hamilton ended their season Saturday with a strong 35-0 win over OVC foe Tennessee State, 35-0, to wrap up the season at 4-7 overall. The Tech basketball team recorded their first win of the season this past Thursday when they defeated Midway 82-70. Sophomore guard Grant Strong played 30 minutes of that contest while scoring 7 points and adding 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Tech then lost a tight one yesterday to Chattanooga, 63-68. Strong recorded 27 minutes, 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists. Tech will be back on the floor on Wednesday at Presbyterian University for a 1 o'clock tip. Freed Hardeman, sophomore Katie Arms, and the Freed Hardeman Lady Lions are off to a strong start with a 7-1 record. They beat Oakwood University on Saturday, 74-38. They'll have a lengthy break in action before returning to the hardwood on Tuesday, November 28th, when they travel to Blue Mountain Christian for a 3:15 tip. And finally, the Leuven Bears. Tyreek Key and the Leuven Bears are 3-7 on the season after losing to Courtridge, we'll call them, last night, 69-88. Key scored a season-low 11 points in the contest. However, based on what I saw today, Key ranks as the league leader in scoring, also leading in three-pointers made and three-point percentage. The Bears next play this Sunday at Brussels. This week's local sports slowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Third quarter action just now underway. First possession for Clay County and another turnover. Trying to go inside to Maddie Hayes on the post. Pass was not received cleanly, though. And Eastrop takes back over. 7:47 mark of this third quarter. 28-21 the lead. Lady Dogs up by 7. Coach, any changes that you'd like to see made from the first half?
Clean it up. That's the biggest problem I got with it. Too many unforced turnovers.
Freshman Allie Pennington drives the right side. Shot is good. Makes it a 5-point difference, 28-23. Ashlock with it. Bella out top, drives inside, kicks to Hattie. Buford now back to Ashlock. Bella drives baseline, dishes off to Hayes. That pass stolen. Ace Robertson with a chance here to make this a one-possession contest. Katie Pennington gives off to Bernard. Now to Hester. Now to Allie Pennington, who fires a 3, and she knocks it down. They've got 5 in the quarter, and they all belong to freshman Allie Pennington. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 6:53 mark of this third quarter, and the lead has been cut to 2.
Sides.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County now only leads by 2. It's 28-26. East Robertson with the first 5 points of the second half, and they all come from the freshman, Allie Pennington, for East Rob. She's got a baker's dozen, Daniel, up to 13.
Coach Walker said before the game she was the real deal. We're starting to see why he had such high praise for her. Matthews with it inside to Hayes. Hayes, power dribble, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Katie Pennington. Pennington, full head of steam across the timeline. She's picked up by Wicks. Dishes off to Bernard. Now to Wallace up top. Called her Hester a few moments ago. Number 5 is Wallace, though. Here's Allie Pennington. Heat check. In and out, no good. Rebound, Bella Ashlock. She almost knocked down another one.
Yeah, she did.
Clay County in the front court. Buford, three-pointer right wing. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of a Lady Indian. And we'll see the inbound from the baseline. 6:12 mark, third quarter.
You know, since Clay County went up by double figures, if you go back to the last shot of the second half, you're looking at an 8-0 run from East Robertson.
And here they have an opportunity to extend another turnover on the inbound. East Rob into their own front court. Pennington out top, defended by Wicks. Gives off to Bernard. Now it's swung over into the hands of the freshman. Allie Pennington with it. Works against Kendall Matthews. Gives it off to Wallace. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Hayes going to come up the floor herself with it. Got that looking around like she wants to go to the hoop. Dished off to a teammate. And another pass stolen. East Robertson with a lot of steals here tonight. His whistles blow and a foul's called.
I think we've had it five times, and we've turned it over four of them. Or six and five turnovers, something like that.
Regardless of which, not a very good ratio.
No. Hard to score when you're throwing at the other team.
Allie Pennington at the line to shoot two, trying to draw her team even in this contest. Baylor Walden and Ella Eads check in. Seniors Bella Ashlock and Maddie Hayes check out. On the floor for Clay County, Buford, Wicks, Walden, Eads, and Matthews. Clay County's lead is one. Another free throw coming from Pennington. Lane violation. Shot was no good anyway. So the black, purple, and gold hang on to this 28-27 one-point lead. And hopefully this time, Coach, we'll get down and at least not have a turnover.
Yeah.
Walden inbounds to Eads. They pick up pressure in the backcourt. She passes ahead into the hands of Matthews, who cuts across the paint and gives back to Walden. Baylor drives, scores. 30-27, 3 points the difference. Sophomore Baylor Walden, one of those players similar to Ashlock in the sense that big enough to play down low in the post, but skill set where she can play outside as well.
Yeah. She's really not big enough to play in there, but she's got the moves, too. If she had about 3 or 4 more inches, she'd be.
I think of folks like Bradley Burchett,
yeah,
who didn't have the height. So we're good
just saying,
yeah.
Yeah, she's not as big as Bradley was as far as height.
Pennington dishes off to her sister. Shot up, no good. Here's the foul. Gonna be called against Ella Eads.
It was an offensive foul.
It was.
Kind of dipped her shoulder to create separation to get the shot off.
You spotted it, Thomas. 30-27. Lady Dogs up by three in this non-conference home opener. 4:40 mark. Third quarter. Ella Eads with it out top. Sets up the offense. Dishes off to Walden. She circles, drives, tries to dish down over to Wicks. Pass never made it to her. Taken away by Ava Hester. East Robertson doing a nice job defensively, or we'll be in sloppy offensively. I don't know what you did.
Kind of see things there, but they're not really there. They're throwing it anyway.
East Robertson wanting possession of the basketball down there. Now the officials' conference, and the one that made the call for the third time signals yes, it's Clay County ball.
Yeah. I don't know what they call, but we got the ball.
Halfway through this third quarter, it's been slow offensively for the Lady Dogs. Only 2 points thus far, those coming from Baylor Walden. Buford with it, drives inside, kicks to Eads. Three-pointer right corner, no good. Rebound Wicks. Simultaneous possession and jump ball call. 3:56 mark of this third quarter as East Rob takes back over. Next jump ball will go to the favor of the Lady Dogs. Junior point guard, Katie Pennington, slowly across the line, picked up by Eads, works to her left, hands off to her sister, Allie. Allie leading in scoring for the Lady Indians. She drives the right side. Shot up, no good. Fouled by Lacey Wicks, though.
And Pennington, not only a great shooter, but she can really get to the rim, Coach, and,
yeah,
and draw fouls.
Yes. Give her another year or two. She will be a hoss.
First shot's away and good.
He kind of makes me think a little flaming girl from Red Baldwin. Graduated last year.
Even looks like her,
yeah,
don't she? Similar length hair. That's pretty high praise. Claire Fleming, one of the greats here in recent years at Upper Cumberland. Both of those free throws good, Thomas. 1 point game now. Clay Candy up 30-29. 3-pointer. Buford, top of the key. Yeah. That stretches it back out to a 4-point lead, 33-29.
Yeah, East Robertson with 8 points in the second half, all from the freshman, Allie Pennington. And then Hallie Buford says, hey, I can shoot it myself. She got 15.
Katie Pennington, right wing, works against Eads. Ella doing a nice job. Disrupts the dribble. Has to kick cross court to Hester. Hester now back to Pennington. And here she is one more time. Freshman Allie Pennington out top, working against Kendall Matthews. Creates separation. Step back three. Good.
That's pretty tough right there.
Created her own shot, didn't
she? Yeah.
Eads now on top of that CC logo near midcourt. 2.5 minutes left. Third quarter gives to Buford. Baseline drive. No good. Rebound Walden. Power dribble. Put back.
Good. Go, Slater.
Walden with 4 in the quarter. 2:22 and ticking. Third quarter. Single possession game. 35-32 in favor of Clay County. East Rob looking for a tie. Here's the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Wicks. Lacey with it. Gives off to Walden. Baylor now across the timeline. Sets up at left wing.
She's throwing it to
him. Dishes off, and here's the steal. Katie Pennington on the fast break. Layup. No good. And a foul called against freshman Allie Pennington.
Pennington up to 19 points, guys. You've got all 11 for East Robertson here in the third quarter.
Freshman Natalie Smith checking in. Senior Kendall Matthews going to the bench on the floor for Clay County. Natalie Smith, and she's joined by Wicks, Buford, Walden, and Eads. Sophomore Ellie Eads running the point. Works to the left, picks up the dribble, kicks to Buford. Hallie now works against Katie Pennington, dribbles behind the back, now drives the left side of the lane, loses the ball, picked up by Walden, kept alive, Smith now with it, gives to Eads at right wing, kicks across to Baylor, she drives the right side of the lane, crossover move, draws the foul. So Walden going to go to the line to shoot 2. Minute 29 left in this third quarter. Clay County leading by 3. 35-32, sophomore Baylor Walden at the line trying to extend.
Yeah, really a good job of Clay County staying in this one, Coach. They haven't relinquished the lead. It got down to 1 when you got a player like Pennington playing the way she is.
Walden
cut it to 1. Somebody, we get a bucket, you know, get it back to 3 or 4. Got back to 4 now.
I don't think Clay has trailed in this game since the opening minutes.
I don't think so.
East Rob took that first lead, and ever since, Clay County's been in front. Walden hits the first, misses the second. Makes it 36-32, two-possession contest. East Rob with the ball. Pennington, left corner, 3, no good. Rebounded by Pennington. Dishes off to number 5, Hester Wallace, and she knocks it down. I'm telling you, these roster is a 3 taken and hit. Was that Garrison?
Yeah.
Halen Garrison knocks down the 3.
Big shot.
39-34. So a couple of 3-pointers out of the freshman, Natalie Smith and Halen Garrison in this contest. 44 seconds and ticking, third quarter, 39-34, Clay County with a 5-point lead. Bernard with it. Now a turnover for the Lady Indians. I was trying to say earlier, this is a tough game to call. You've got Ava Hester. You've got Hester Wallace. So Hester in both of those. You've got Katie Pennington and Allie Pennington. So I've stumbled over a lot of that, folks, and I apologize for it.
I'm glad you know their names. I don't worry about their names.
25 seconds and ticking here. Garrison with it out at the top of the key, defended by another freshman. She hands off to Buford. Hallie with it. Down to 15 seconds. I look for the senior sharpshooter to take this last shot. 13 seconds. Goes right. Now back left. A lot of contact. Here's the 3 from the top of the key. No good. Rebound Smith. Power dribble. Put back off the left side. No good. Rebound East Robertson. 1 second. And the buzzer sounds. At the end of 3, we've got a tight one. It's Clay County 39, East Rob 34, headed into the fourth.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in Salina, where the Lady Dogs lead East Robertson 39-34 headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County just got outscored 13-11 in the third quarter to cut their lead to 5 points headed into the fourth. For Clay County, they're being led by Hallie Buford with 15 points. Lacey Wicks has 6 coming all in the first quarter. Baylor Walden has 5. She scored all of those in the third. And Halen Garrison has 5 for Clay County, leading the way for East Robb. Allie Pennington, the freshman, 19 points. She scored 11 of those in that third quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Second opportunity on the possession for the Lady Dogs. Now a third as Maddie Hayes pulls down a rebound. On the floor for Clay County starting this fourth quarter, it's the original starters. Kendall Matthews, Maddie Hayes, Bella Ashok, Daisy Wicks, and Hallie Buford. 7:41 mark of this fourth quarter is the Lady Dogs inbound, and Coach Walker wants a timeout. We'll go back to break here. Timeout taken. 30-second variety. Lady Dogs up by 5.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in Salina and Joe Sims Gym. Well, the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Indians 39-34 headed into the fourth quarter, Daniel.
7:40 mark of this fourth. Very early, as Thomas alluded to. Lady Dogs to inbound. They're working to Ashlock. Her jumper good. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Bella Ashlock adds the 2 points thanks to the 6-foot jumper on the inbound play. And Clay County's back in front by 7. 41-34. East Robb tries to answer. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips or maybe even the head of a Lady Dog. East Robb to maintain possession. We've had a few reports about some audio quality and some static. Thomas is trying to work on that a little bit. We had it early and improved it. Hopefully we can fix it again. Bernard out top. Swings to Hester. Now back in the hands of Pennington, who gives off to Lawin, and is taken away by Ashlock. She passes ahead to Wicks. Layup no good. Rebound and put back good by Maddie Hayes.
What's she get for running the floor hard?
East Robb back across the timeline. As Clay County now leads by 9, 43-34. And time ticking here in the fourth, 6:45 and dwindling. Bernard, left wing, works against Matthews. Another near steal by Wicks. Jump ball going to be called. And it'll be East Robb ball. Clay Kenny got the possession to start the fourth.
Clay County kind of returning the favor to East Robertson. They're coming out here in the fourth quarter on a run, Coach.
Yeah.
East Robb on the inbound. Pennington in the corner, gives to Hester, back to Pennington. It's Katie Pennington with it. Drives baseline, cut off by Buford. Hallie doing a nice job defensively. Back to Bernard out top. Wiggs has been given the assignment of guarding freshman Allie Pennington and doing a good job with it.
Yeah, we've been giving her too much room all night.
Wiggs now face Gardner. Regardless of whether she has the ball or not, here's the rebound by Ashlock. Bell into the front court, pulls up, gives to Buford. She spins, shoots, scores. No, offensive foul call. Buford called for the charge.
What about that?
5:57 remaining here in the fourth. Full court pressure here being applied by Coach Walker. Just picking them up in the backcourt. Never did try to stop the advancement of the basketball. And now East Robb onto their end. They worked at the hoop to our left as we sit high atop the visiting bleachers here in case you're not watching the video feed. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right during this second half. They swing it around the perimeter to the Lady Indians. Bernard with it. Dribbles back out top. Now they hand off to Allie Pennington. Step back three. No good. Rebounded by the Indians. And now a travel.
They called it too.
The coach wanted a timeout, but a travel call first. 5:19 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County with a 9-point lead. Matthews dribbles across the timeline, works to the left, kicks it off to Wicks. Now Buford, now Ashlock, now Hayes. Shot,
good.
Ooh, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock, our putback no good. Rebounded this time, East Robertson. Boy, that looks so good.
Oh, it did. It just went in.
Timeout taken by East Robertson. 4:54 remaining in this girls' contest. 43-34 the score. Clay County up by 9.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, just a little over half a quarter left to play in this home opener between Clay County and East Robertson. Lady Indians on the inbound. Allie Pennington drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. No foul call. I'm sure they had a better view than me, but a couple of Clay County fans across the way booing the call as well, though. But when you're a good player like Allie Pennington, you sometimes get those calls.
Yeah. Bella's fourth. That's not really good.
We'll have to see if Coach Walker content to let her stay here with 4:51 left. Clay County enjoys a 9-point lead, and Pennington misses the front end of her two free throws, Thomas.
Yes, she's missed about three or four already tonight, Daniel. Pretty good shooter most of the time, but she missed them both.
Maybe a weakness from that area on the court. She misses the second one as well. Ashlock with it, top of the key, gives off to Hattie. Buford going to be picked up and defended by Allie Pennington. Now Ella Eads with it. She swings over to Wicks, pass nearly intercepted. Back to Buford. Clay County, I guess, chewing a little time here. Looking for an opening. Hattie sees it, takes it, shot up, no good. Some of our driving jump shots have just been a little off there.
Yeah.
Whistles blow. No foul call. Just went out of bounds. East Robertson taking over. Here's the pressure. Wicks and Buford in a trap. And a jump ball called. A great job by Lacey Wicks and Hallie Buford. Wicks reaching in, tying up the basketball. And this one's going to go back to the black, purple, and gold. Eats the inbound from their own baseline. They work it into Buford. Three, no good. Rebounded by East Rob. 4:10 and ticking, fourth quarter. As I forgot we had a camera here, I'm sorry. Running floater, no good. Foul call against Hallie Buford. A lot of fouls called in this game.
Yeah.
I don't per se have an issue with any of them, but.
Well, that was probably a foul there.
Yeah. Just seems like there's been a lot, but maybe not. There's only been four called in the fourth quarter here. With that, Katie Pennington at the line, number 25, the junior, hits the front end of her two shots. 43-35 the score, 8 points the lead for the Lady Dogs. Second free throw's away, but Pennington, it's good. Eads quickly across the timeline, passes ahead to Wicks, ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Indians. On the floor for Clay County, Lacey Wicks, Bugner Walden, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, and Ella Eads. A lot of different lineups in this contest.
Yes.
For Coach Walker. Eads inbound, works into Bella. Bella in the paint, shot up good. Same little play we had before.
Yep.
Clay County back up by nine, 45-36, 3:45 and ticking. Fourth quarter here at Joe Sims Gym. Katie Pennington out top, defended by Buford. Works right, step back long range jumper, no good. Rebound Buford. Hallie going to bring it down the floor herself as Maddie Hayes comes to the scores table to check in. Hallie gives off to Wicks. Lacey circles the wagons at the top of the key and gives to Eads. Baseline pass to Ashlock. Bouncer to Walden. Good. Great pass.
Yeah.
Good finish by Walden.
Two good passes there.
That's one of the things you get with Bella Ashlock. We've talked about her a lot during her 4 years of play, but such a well-rounded player.
Yeah, she's a good passer.
Pennington, left wing, works against Buford. Kicks off to Bernard. Three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebound. Ashlock. Bella going to bring it down the floor. Looks for an alley.
Clay County with their largest lead of the night. They're up 11, Daniel, as they've kind of scored the last four in this ballgame.
Looking to extend on that 11-point lead. 2:40 and ticking. They'll make sure they have a good shot. Won't force anything here as time ticks down. And they enjoy that double-digit lead. Ella Eads with it out top. Kicks back to Wicks, left wing. Now left corner in the hands of Walden. Baylor comes out top. A foul called. Katie Pinkton called for the touch foul. And that's, you know, the rule change on free throws. I think if you're East Robertson, let's say you had five team fouls in the third. Well, last year you carry those into the fourth. Two fouls later, they're going to the line for the 1-1. Of course, we saw that strategy used a lot. Now, only two team fouls because it reset at the quarter change.
Over, yeah.
So it's an advantage if you're the team that's leading, in my opinion. Eads hits the runner and goes to the line with another foul. Good finish there. Bella Eads.
That's a tough shot. She made Lewis up a 13-point lead.
49-36.
Yeah, 14.
Eads good on the three-point play, as Coach Sims said. Now 14 points the difference. Half a 100 for Clay County. 36 for East Robertson, who made the long trip eastward on Highway 52. One that we made several times during region tournament play 2 years ago. And guess what? We get to do it again this year.
Yeah, Clay County outscoring East Robertson 11-2. So far here in this fourth quarter.
Nice little run here to kind of seal this thing.
Eads called for the foul. Eads dropped inbound from the baseline. Long three-pointer from right wing, no good. By Pennington. Rebound Hallie Buford. Minute 50 and ticking. This one's getting close to being done. Clay County with what I'll call a massive 14-point lead. Certainly feels like a lot after so much of this game is close.
Yeah, it was a 2-point game there, or 1-point game there late in the third, I think.
A lot of ball control out of Clay County here. Just going to chew some time. Eads kicks to Wicks in the corner. Back in the hands of Eads. Minute 20 and ticking. Now Buford. She'll be closely defended. And now a foul call. The third team foul. So it'll take two more fouls out of the Lady Indians before Clay County will go to the line. Ashok Dimbam. Minute 12 on the clock. Works in the backcourt to Buford. Halley fouled again.
Yeah.
Freshman Allie Pennington called for the foul. And that is the fifth. So Halley at line to shoot two. Minute 9 left in this contest as Buford knocks down the first. So a solid win here tonight for Coach Walker, 157th of his 8-year career. Going to go to 2-1 on the year. They'll be back in action on Black Friday, this coming Friday down at Jackson County. I just go where Thomas tells me to. I'm not sure if we'll be down there calling it or not. Any early sign on that, Thomas? Planning to?
I guess so.
That game may be more interesting than it's been. I think Jackson County's improved some. They played pretty good this summer. I saw they beat a couple of games over the weekend, I think.
Well, I may say strange to say about an arch enemy, but, you know, Coach Brown kind of deserves some success after these last several years he's had to endure down there.
They've been pretty – they had a little better last year, but they had a couple – terrible year. Didn't win a game one year, but I was talking to him, I guess, their football game. And he said, yeah, we played pretty good this summer, so we're considerably better than we've been, Ben, so probably a tough game.
First free throw's missed by Pennington. Second one also missed. Rebound Ashok. Under a minute to play in this one. Buford now with it across the timeline as we take down to 45 seconds. Clay County up big, and now a travel call against Eads. East Robertson going to come back the other way. Subs coming in for Coach Walker, Natalie Smith and Helen Garrison come back. And for the first time tonight, we see the sisters, Ava and Emmy Carr, along with another freshman, or actually a sophomore, number 10, Faith Burks. No, that's not Faith Burks. That's the Kendall girl.
Yeah.
Claire Kendall. She's listed as 10 on the roster. Or listed as 30, I mean, on the roster. But that is Claire Kendall, the sophomore.
Yeah, Burks, she's not. She quit, I think.
Okay. So a number change then. 35.7 seconds left in this one. Another foul being called. A Lady Indian at the line. Can't see the number. 23 perhaps. Or 2. I believe it's number 2. Lily Dunbar.
Twelve and 23 came in. I think that's what Thompson and
Jenna Thompson.
Yeah, and 12. What's her name?
Brown. Kaylee Brown.
Brown.
So on the floor for Clay County, Emmy Carr, Claire Kendall, Ava Carr, who has it in the left corner firing the three. No good. Jenna Thompson and Kaylee Brown rounding out the lineup. As we have 24.7 seconds. What did they say? It hit up top.
I
didn't
look. I don't even know.
Oh, a jump ball call. Three-pointer taken and missed. Rebound Kendall. Claire Kendall full head of steam. Crosses the timeline into the front court. Dishes off inside. Demi Carr. Her baseline jumper good. Freshman Emmy Carr adds a bucket. And that's going to pull this thing out to a pretty healthy final score of Clay County 54, East Robertson 36. 18 points, the final difference in a big win for Coach Walker and the ladies. Folks, we'll go to a break and be right back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time for the Eco Pounds of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, pretty competitive game through three quarters
until Clay County kind of
stretched it out in the end.
Yeah, I said, you know, the final score didn't really indicate the type of game it was. It was really a whole lot closer than an 18-point game. But, yeah, I thought we played up and down. You know, take out some of the unforced turnovers, we'd probably won by 25 or 30, I think. But they're improved. The freshman, she's a good player. But, you know, we got a lot of room to grow, I think, even though it was a good win. But we can get a lot better.
Well, we see some kind of some, I know it's early in the season, but depth developing on this team. Coach Walker got a lot of players that can see the floor.
Yeah, he played probably 10 at least, you know, and a couple, two or three of them freshmen. But and they did some positive things. They did some negative things, you know, but the girls had started the same way. But we can just clean it up and, you know, throw it to our team most of the time. It'd help a lot, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Clay County came out, you know, they gained a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter, maintained it through halftime, and then, you know, East Robertson made a run there in the third, Coach, and but we were able to hold them off.
Yeah, we were up 8 or 9, and they cut it to 1 or 2, I think, after a few trips, and then we finally got it back to 3 or 4, and then kind of started stretching it out for the fourth quarter. They had a hard time scoring, and we were hitting some shots, luckily, at that time, and I really wish Maddie could stay on the floor and, you know, make the shots that she needs to make down around the basket. She makes pretty good moves, but she misses some shots. But you know, I've seen her game. She'll hit all those shots, you know.
Yeah.
She just developed some consistency about her. And I really think, you know, Bella needs to step up and, you know, get 10 or 12 every game, which I don't know what she had tonight. She hit some shots, but we need their scoring, you know, to go with Hallie. She's going to score, I think, pretty consistent if she gets her shots. And then, you know, with Wicks and Kendall and Matthews, and then the girls that come off the bench can throw in a few. You know, if we could get, you know, 50, low 50s, we should be able to win, you know, most games scoring that much.
Yeah, for Clay County, you know, Hallie Buford leading the way with 17 points. But just like you said, Coach, no other Lady Dog in double figures.
Yeah.
So, you know, developing that secondary and third double-figure type score is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, those other two seniors, Maddie and Bella,
it'd
be nice if they could, you know, get 10, 12 a game, you know, apiece. That'd really help out. And Hallie, you know, she scored pretty good, but she didn't have a great game tonight like she has some nights. She hit a couple threes, but she's just such a good player, you know, taking to the hole, and you know, you trust her with the ball. She's played a lot. That's the thing about these freshmen that hadn't played much. Well, you kind of worry about them sometimes until they get experience under them. You know, they're going to be good players, but, you know, they kind of worry me late in the game when pressure's on, you know.
Right.
But, you know, they'll come around maybe.
Right. Well, third game of the year for Clay County. Overall, you have to consider a success here.
Yeah.
Down the stretch, outscored them 15-2 to kind of make this one look like a blowout.
I didn't know, you know, after they won a couple of games this weekend, exactly what they had. You know, I thought, well, they may beat us, you know, but ended up being a pretty easy win the last quarter, but it was, you know, stayed single digits most of the game till then.
For Clay County, like I said, Hallie Buford, 17. Bella Ashlock had 6. Madison Hayes, 5. Lacey Wick, 6. Ella Eats, 3. Baylor Walden, a good night off the bench. She had 7. And then the two freshmen, Halen Garrison with 5 and Natalie Smith with 3. Emmy Carr also had a bucket in the fourth quarter. So, you know, spread the wealth did the Lady Dogs. 4 to the Lady Indians. Allie Pinkston finished with 19 after that big third quarter. Hester Wallace had 2, Katie Pennington 6, and Ida Bernard had 9. Coach Sims, a Lady Dog win.
Yeah, that's what we was looking for.
That's right. Appreciate you being with us here tonight.
Thank you.
Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, live from Joe Sims Gym. Saw a great girls game. Clay County winners of that one. Time now to get into some boys action, and we'll start it off with the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Of course, the season just about a week old for most of these teams. Right now, Clark Range, the boys of Clark Range, sitting at 2-0. Clay County 1-0. Gordonsville 2-0. Pickett County 2-0, and Redbone Springs 0-2. So here's how those teams got there. On Saturday, Clay County beat DeKalb County 58-56, a good contest there. Also on Saturday, Clark Range beat Smith County 69-68, and Clark Range beat Sunbright on Saturday 81-46. Gordonsville last Thursday beat Monterey 68-33, and then on Saturday, Gordonsville beat this East Robertson squad 51-38. On Tuesday of this past week, Pickett County beat Cumberland County 59-39. And on Saturday, Pickett County beat Jellicoe 83-72. Then on Thursday, Redbone Springs lost to Friendship Christian 42-68. And then on Friday, Redbone Springs lost to White House 58-77. Tonight's boys action, Clay County, of course, here hosting East Robertson for the home opener. Redbone Springs has traveled to Jackson County. Gordonsville has traveled to Watertown. And tomorrow night, Clark Range will be taking on Cumberland County. That boys 7-A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Thomas, we'll start with you. Make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, before I do that, I want to welcome Coach Watson back. I'm not sure if he got his mic on or not.
We'll get him on.
On, you know, just like Coach Sims. He knows a little bit about basketball, you know, back in the day, especially after going 447 and 143 in his career, I think, included 11 district titles, 5 region championships, 5 sub-state appearances, and 3 straight state tournaments in a row in between 84 and 86, and a Final Four finish, Coach. So Just an honor to have you back at the table with us.
It's great to be back, guys.
Well, we certainly want you any time we can, Coach. I know you mentioned maybe this year kind of relegating it to home appearances.
Yeah.
And we understand that. These dark nights on these old country roads, it's kind of hard to get around sometimes, and we certainly wouldn't want you to have any issue with that, but we want you every time we can, especially these home games. Coach, we don't know a lot about this one. We do know East Robertson not at full strength. They are still playing football. Their football team plays York in the semifinals Friday. When we meet them again in a couple weeks, they'll probably have everybody back, but still can't take them for granted. You know, we were the state champs 3 years ago. Well, 2 years ago, they were the state champs.
Yeah.
So two of the last 3 years, state title teams here.
You know, that's always been a big game with us, with East Robertson. Over through the years that I coached, we had a number of games that I knew when I sat down on the bench that night that the winner of this game would probably win the state tournament. And I think every time East Robertson got us for a long, long time there. But I know it's been a – but Coach David Colley was coaching down there then, and I know that was – we had some battles, and we won a few, and we lost a few, but –
Certainly a strong tradition for both programs. Any thoughts on tonight? I know whoever's going to score the most points probably is who you like in this one. But any advice you'd give this young Bulldog squad?
You know, I would think, I know we're awful young too, but I think, you know, this may be a good game for us not to meet that big competition with the big guys that are about 6'5" and, you know, and quick and strong. You'll give us we need confidence early, and I know we picked up a little the other night with the win, and we need that. And I know we've got some young guys that have played quite a bit, but you know there's a big difference in playing quite a bit and playing all the time.
Well, that's true. That is true. Well, folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now to the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. First of all, the visiting East Robertson Indians, their head coach Kurt Caton. They are 0-2 on the year, starting for East Robertson. I don't have classes on them, just numbers. Number 10, Luke Hall. Number 15, Braden Jones. Number 23, Taylon Evans. Number 24, Mac Luckett. And number 32, Jordan Smith. The Clay County Bulldogs, they're the home team tonight, have on those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. 24th year veteran head coach Rob Edwards, 527 wins to 202 losses in his career, a 1-0 record, and a one-game winning streak this year. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 10, Nate Adams. Senior number 22, Weston Birdwell. Senior number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior number 30, Wyatt Browning. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. It is time for non-conference boys action. It's already been a good night for the black, purple, and gold on the girls' side. Now, Thomas, time for the boys. I'm sure we'll see Wyatt Browning step in to tip it off with somebody here. The senior center going to be a big part of this team this year.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing Browning kind of be the leader in the middle for Clay County here in 2023-2024, and then the young guys around him. But you're wrong. It looks like senior Weston Burwell going to jump.
Well, maybe a higher vertical leap there, and he does control the tip to start. Clay Kenny going to work at the hoop to our left during this first half of play here in Joe Sims' gym. Right wing, Lance Burchett with it. Of course, Burchett had a severely broken arm, broke it two places back in August and was able to return to the football season from that. Now we see him in basketball. Looks to be full health. Three-pointer, Burchett, top of the key in there.
Yeah.
Good start, Coach.
Yes, sir. That's a good way to start off. No hesitation.
3-0 the lead early for Clay Kenny thanks to the Burchett triple. Now East Robertson with a baseline drive, and here's the first foul of the contest. It's going to be Wyatt Browning picking up that personal. As we mentioned earlier, five seniors started last year for Coach Edwards in this squad. So everybody a first-year starter essentially at the high school level here out of this bunch. Of course, Nate Adams played a ton last year. Lance Burchett as well, Browning. These are experienced players. Andrew Smith, Weston Burwell. None of them are novices, Thomas.
Yeah, they've all contributed.
They've all got some experience.
Yeah. 3-2, 1 point the lead for Clay County after both those free throws were made. I don't even know which Indian took the shots. Nate Adams dishes down low to Browning. Reverse layup. No good, but he's fouled. White goes to the line. Nice little pass there from Adams.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Of course, speaking of Adams passing, if you saw this most recent edition.
I believe he went to his weak side, didn't he? A left-hander?
Yeah, he did. Most recent edition of the Delhall Horizon newspaper talked about three different records, Thomas, that you wrote up. That Nate Adams said single-season passing, single-season touchdowns, had over 2,000 there and over 20 in that regard, but also interceptions on the defensive side. A tremendous season that Adams had.
Browning misses them both, Daniel.
3-2, still the score. Clay County with the one-pointed advantage here. Bird will defending the Indian on right wing. That was Jordan Smith. Now they dish it back inside to Luke Hall. Hall kicks it back outside. Smith with it now. Drives the right side. Dishes back out to Hall. His floater no good, and yet another foul call.
It's going to be two on Browning here. He's going to have to come out early.
Yeah, that's a little bit early.
Of course, we saw Maddie Hayes pick up two early during the girls' contest, and she had to sit. Something about the centers for the Bulldog squads tonight. Free throws missed there by Luke Hall. Thomas, did you ever figure out which Indian was responsible for the free throws earlier?
Yeah, Tylon Evans, I'm not sure. What's the first name?
Talon Evans. Talon. Second free throw's good by Hall. We're knotted up. 3-3, 6:50 mark and tick in first quarter. Clay County working it across the timeline. Lance Burchett with it. Dishes ahead to his cousin Nate Adams. Now the Birdwell in the corner. Weston with it. Dishes back to Nate. His floater no good off the glass. Rebounded by the Indians. Quickly the other way are the Indians. Across the timeline into the paint. Dishing outside to the right wing. Now a drive inside. A foul's called on the floor. I think it was prior to the bucket. Ooh, offensive foul. Jordan Smith picks that one up.
He just kind of dropped the shoulder a little bit on the jump stop, didn't he, Coach?
Yes, he did. A little too obvious.
Inbound to Nolan Adams, who has checked into this contest for White Brown, and so you see essentially a five-guard setup. Bird will technically a post on this team, but for some squads, he would be a guard. Clay County with the ability here, coaches, we were talking, to play fast if they want to. Five smaller athletic guys on the floor.
And you see that quite a bit at all levels of basketball now. Not really playing with that true center or true post, Daniel. And, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing for this Bulldog team.
Not at all. Lance Burchett, baseline drive shot was partially blocked. Indians come up with it. They come across the timeline, and an errant pass goes out of bounds. Clay County going to get it back. Some early season mistakes here tonight in Joe Sims' gym for both teams at times during the girls' game as well. Just some unforced errors that probably will get cleaned up pretty quick over the next couple weeks in practice. Nolan Adams with it, gives to Lance. Lance across the timeline to Andrew. Andrew drives baseline, circles back outside, gives back to Nolan. Nolan with it, drives inside his floater, no good. Weston Birdwell fighting for the rebound. Can't control it. It's the Indians who come away with it. Number 32, Jordan Smith with it. Kicks over to a teammate, Luckett. Now back to Hall. Back to Smith. Three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams.
You talked about Nate Adams playing football, Daniel. All five players on the floor have practiced a week for Coach Rob Edwards. They're all football players.
Andrew Smith with the right wing, and we talked about Nate throwing for 2,000. Well, about 750 of that came to his little brother, Nolan, who's out there with him. Lance Burchett with it, drives right, kicks to Andrew Smith, three-pointer right wing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good shot.
6-3 now the score. So Lance Burchett with a three-pointer. Andrew Smith with a three-pointer. Here's a turnover with defensive pressure. Smith misses a little touch shot from the paint. East Draw back in possession. Another steal. Nate Adams with it. Talked about him intercepting passes. He's doing it on the hardwood tonight. Dishes off to Birdwell. Birdwell good from two on right block. Now the pace is picking up. Here's the defensive pressure again. Can the Indians beat it? They do cross the timeline. 4:45 and ticking. First quarter. Now the Indians get a bucket. 8-5 the score. I'll try to keep up with the action here with the camera. Nate Adams coast to coast layup good.
We're getting up down the floor.
Now East Rob's turn too. Try to return the favor and a foul call.
Looked like a good clean hit.
Well, like we said, recently playing football were these guys.
You're talking about Coach Edwards having to go small there. That's what you're going to see, the defensive pressure and the pace. Coach Watson, I know you like that up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
Takes a calm ball handler to get that up in your face type defense, Thomas, and not freak out. And we're going to create some turnovers for sure with that. Indians with it. Hall dishes inside. Here's a turnover. We spoke of Nolan Adams with it. Dishes ahead to Birdville. Weston into the paint. Sets up a wrap block. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Hall for the Indians. 10-5 the score. 4:09 and ticking here. First quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lance Burchett in the Indians' inbound from their own baseline.
Yeah, I tell these guys now, we miss more shots than you guys take these days.
He's another senior on the floor, Kyler Westmoreland, getting involved. And then also the sophomore, Waylon Cherry.
Cole Eads.
Oh, is that Cole Eads? I'm sorry.
Similar haircut.
Yeah, it must be.
Eads checking in, pulling down the rebound is Cole Eads. Passes ahead to Westmoreland, Kyler with it. Nephew of Coach Edwards, of course. Son of Robert Westmoreland, a classmate of yours, Thomas. And Kyler are going to go to the line to shoot two. Kyler, don't think played as a freshman sophomore. Came back to the squad last year as a junior. And
Played in junior high. I remember watching him play in junior high.
Good to see him out here playing for the Dogs. I look for him to sit on time this year.
Yeah, definitely going to contribute to this Bulldog team. We see Coach Edwards going pretty deep in the bench early on here. You know, he developed some depth during the football playoff run. All of his preseason was without his entire starting five.
Yeah. Kyler Westmoreland misses the first, hits the second, puts Clay County in front by 6, 11-5. Three-pointer taken and missed. Mace Robertson rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan with it. Full head of steam. Crosses the timeline into the front court. Nice little Euro step. Shot was blocked. Good athletic maneuver by both Nolan Adams and by number 4, Luke O'Brien, who's checked in. A nice block by him, but almost looked scary there for a minute the way O'Brien went down, but he popped right back up. I couldn't walk for a week if I felt like that. Nolan at the line to shoot two. Misses the first of the free throws. Nate Adams and Weston Bird will check him back in. Lance Burchett and Cole Eads checking out. So on the floor for 24-year veteran Coach Edwards, we see Kyler Westmoreland, Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, who's at the line to shoot another free throw. Joining them are Weston Birdville and Andrew Smith. 3:38 mark, first quarter. Second free throw's away, no good. Rebounded East Robertson. East Rob with it quickly. O'Brien with it, left corner. They say a foul on the floor.
Got a foul on the floor.
A lot of fouls called during the girls' game, I felt like. Not bad officiating, personal choice to call it pretty touchy. Indians inbound. They trail by 6 to Clay County here at home. O'Brien on the jump shot from left side. No good. Rebounded by a teammate. Putback was good. That's number 32, Jordan Smith, on the putback.
Never did bring it down. Took it right back up and scored for him.
Nolan Adams kicks to Andrew Smith. Now Nate Adams, three-pointer right corner, good. Nate Adams, the leading scorer in the opening game win Saturday against DeKalb County. He picks up with his scoring ways in this one. Eastrob beats the pressure, gets it across, open man in the backcourt, reverse layup is good. Number 23, Talon Evans adds the bucket, 14-9 the score. Clay County back on the offensive, Nolan with it, gives to Andrew. Andrew slows it down, resets things, looks to Coach Edwards. Coach Edwards still seated over here. He doesn't get up and roam much. Only when things get tight in these contests. Nolan Adams. Athletic layup was no good. Rebounded by East Robertson. O'Brien in the front court. Sets up a right wing. Dishes inside. Jump shot. No good. Rebounded. And put back by Hall. Right over the top of a Bulldog.
Yeah. He didn't know where he came from. Caught him by surprise.
14-11 now. The Indians drawing closer. Clay up by 3. Nate Adams to the hoop. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Nate going to the line.
You can really see the look on Smith's face then. Where'd this guy come from?
Yeah, he came out of nowhere for sure. Lance Burgett and Cole Eads wait at the scorer's table to check back in.
Just a furious pace so far in this ball game, isn't it, Coach?
They're getting up and down the floor.
Nate Good on the first free throw. We've had a plethora of great athletes here in the last several years come through Clay County High School, but Nate Adams just right there along with the best of them, just smooth. And what I like about Nate is his composure. Yeah, you don't see him rattled and shook up very much.
Yeah, he does a good job of adapting from one sport to another.
He does.
Yeah, first outing, I think he had a team-high 18 points, you know. Sometimes it takes a while to get those shots to fall.
What was the final outcome on that second free throw?
I think he made one of them.
Hit the first, missed the second. He's dropped with the ball here. O'Brien with it. Jump shot from left side. Good. It's actually Jalen Bass, not Luke O'Brien. I apologize. Minute 15 ticking first quarter. We've got a tie one here, 15-13.
Yes, we have.
Dogs are up and have been the entirety of the contest, but only 2 points to lead. Coe leads with it right corner, gives to Westmore. Three-pointer left wing.
Oh, good.
Three three-pointers for this Clay County squad. Westmoreland with one.
The senior with the confidence to pull the trigger right there. That's a nice stroke.
It was. That's a good-looking shot.
Returning the favor, or at least attempted to, was Ace Robertson. Their three-pointer no good. Jordan Smith a little too strong, missed off the back of the iron. They got their own rebound. The putback no good. Nate Adams pulls down the rebound for Clay County. Minute 10 and ticking first quarter. Adams to the hoop, misses the floater, rebounded by the Indians. And now it's Luke O'Brien with it. Into the paint, spins, defended by Burchie, kicks out to a teammate. That three-pointer no good. Rebound Cole Eads. It was Braden Jones on the three-pointer for the Indians. Eads hands off to Lance Burchie. Lance going to slow down the pace. 50 seconds and ticking. Coach Edwards sends in the instructions.
You can see East Robertson content to play man-to-man defense. A lot of one-on-ones here, and they're doing a good job of it.
O'Brien takes it away from Burchie.
Another one.
And Jalen Bass has another bucket. And we're back to a three-point game. It was 18-13, now 18-15 with 25 seconds remaining here in this first quarter. Nate Adams with it, defended out top by Braden Jones. Adams drives, circles back, 15 seconds, gives to Lance. Burgett with it. Coach Edwards sends in the play, down to 8 seconds. Birdwell sets a screen. Lance works to the right. Inside, dishes to Birdwell, 2 seconds to Westmoreland, three-pointer from the corner, no good. Well set up, was the play.
Got a good look.
Just did not fall. At the end of one, we've got a good one going here in Joe Sims' gym. It's Clay County 18, East Rob 15.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads East Robertson 18-15 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County being led by Nate Adams. He's got a half dozen 6 points in the first quarter. Lance Burchett has three, Andrew Smith three, Western Verbal two, and Kyler Westmoreland a big three-pointer and 4 points for Clay County. Leading the way for East Robertson is Luke Hall with 5 points. Again, Clay County leads 18-15. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
That they are. 8 minutes set on the clock. East Rob to take over to start the second quarter. 18-15, dogs up by three. Coach Watson, what's your thoughts so far on this one?
Well, we look at the scoreboard, and it's pretty balanced. You know, they're playing some decent ball. We're getting up and down the floor, and
just need more of the same and hang on to the lead, right?
Yeah.
Indians with the ball, hollow right wing, kicks the Bass in the corner. Now foul called. And that's some of the and it's consistent, and it's against both teams, but it's really touchy. really touchy.
Yeah, just going to have to adjust to it. You know, that's the way they're calling.
How many of these guys have got pet plays they're going to call?
Yeah.
Whether it's there or not.
Indians inbound. Nice job by Coleed swatting it away. East Rob going to try it again. Coach Edwards is not happy with something he saw out of his team there. Comes up out of the bench and lets him know about it. Now the inbound inside to number 23, Taylon Evans. Shot no good.
Follow up. Put it in.
Rebounded and put back by which player?
Evans.
Evans got his own and put it back. Clay County back on the offensive. Westmoreland dishes outside to Eads. He swings to Burchett. Lance with it on right wing. Goes baseline. Jump shot no good. Rebounded by Hall. Hall clears it out. Dishes off to Jones. Jones ahead to Bass. Bass goes baseline. His shot blocked by Nate Adams. Good hustle by Nate.
Yeah.
7:07 mark, second quarter. 18-17. Clay County with the thinnest of leads. 1 point.
Yeah, it's early in this one, but let me tell you something. Football players are not. East Robertson's got a good basketball team.
Absolutely. And in case you're just tuning in late, what we mean by that comment, East Robertson's still alive in the double-A football playoffs. They've got York Institute in Jamestown for semifinal action this coming Friday. And
what a game that's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be a great one. If Clay County wouldn't play basketball, I'd probably go up there and check that one out. Burchett, three-pointer, left side, no good. Almost got his own rebound, went off his fingertips and out of bounds.
I thought where East Robertson's playing a class up this year in football.
Yeah.
It's up for the first of the year.
Yeah.
I guess they're still Class A in basketball, though.
They are. Of course, you know, four basketball classes now. Of course, six football classes. Some of those bubble teams, it gets a little muddy about where they're sitting at. Bass on the baseline drive. Of course, foul call on the floor. I think Lance Birch is going to be called for this one. Once again, not a tremendous amount of contact, but just the way they're calling it.
Yeah, just a good move by Bass. Had Burchett beat and trying to recover, picked up the hip check.
Of course, my mind's still on football. I'm thinking who's left in single A in the East. And, of course, that's Oliver Springs in South Pittsburgh. Oliver Springs with a big win over Coalfield the other night. It's not going to do them any good, though. No. You know, they get to host what could be their first ever semifinal game in Oliver Springs, just the way the bracket's set up. But the black and orange clad Pirates of South Pittsburgh are going to blow their doors off one quarter in. I promise you that.
Yeah, well, they've already played this year earlier in the season. I think it was a 50-point shutout by the Pirates then.
Clay County back on offense here. Burchett jumper, no good. Rebounded and put back by Andrew Smith. Nice cleanup detail.
Yeah, good follow-up by Andrew.
20-17 now the lead. 3 points the difference. Eastrom trying to close it back down here. O'Brien out top, gives back to Bass. Spot three-pointer, no good, off the back of the iron. Nate Adams going to be called for the foul.
Could be his third, Daniel. I'm not real sure.
He was just working, boxing out, and
Maybe not. Second.
Westmoreland checking back in. Nate Adams checking out with those two personals. I'll swing this around, let you see the scoreboard. 20-17, Clay County up. 5:31 mark, second quarter, is the Indians inbound. They work out top to Bass. He's coming off the bench, but he's remained ever since he came on the floor.
Yeah, he's got 4 points for the Indians and played pretty well so far.
Smith with it. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan comes the other way. Looks ahead, dishes off to Weston. Bird will cross court to Kyler at right block. Dishes it back out to Nolan, and we reset the offense. Adams drives, kicks to Westmoreland, right wing three-pointer, good.
Got
second three-pointer.
I believe he's been practicing his three-point shooting over the summer.
He is definitely looking good.
Yeah, and you're catching it in rhythm and just a great stroke. We already talked about it once. And, you know, that's what you need. When you got the penetration like the Adams boys can do and others, you need those shooters on the outside. And Kyler Westmore's stepping up in that role.
Eastrop trying to answer. Hall to the hoop. Foul call.
You know, we saw the other senior, Andrew Smith, do the same thing early in this one in the first quarter, too. Catch the dish off the penetration and knock down a three. It's going to be a big aspect of this Bulldog offense, I think.
Oh, I agree. 6 points the lead for Clay County. They work it in out top, do the Indians. to Bass. Eastrop slowing it down, wanting a good shot. Hall with it at right wing. Kicks into the corner to O'Brien. He gives it up to Smith, who's defended by Andrew Smith. Good matchup here. Smith taking Smith to the hole, pulls up. Free throw range jumper's good. Nice touch.
Nice looking shot.
Nolan Adams with it. Going to run the point, drives the right side of the lane, and draws the contact. It was before the shot. First team foul in this quarter against East Rob. Coach Watson, we discussed with Coach Sims during the girls' contest the change in free throws and the way they reset now at the start of each quarter. And some will have to get used to a little bit. No more 1-1.
Yeah.
Weston Burble adds the bucket on the inbound.
Great move inside by Burble, the little pirouette to get to the rim.
Been a big change over the years on that common foul.
Smith out top, works to O'Brien at right wing. 3:45 and ticking. Second quarter inside to Hall. Hall in the paint there.
Nice spin move.
White Browning, I don't think, has returned to the contest since picking up two fouls early, has he? As Nolan Adams comes down and answers with a layup, coach to coach.
No, he hasn't, Daniel.
Timeout taken here by East Robertson. 3:34 mark, second quarter. Clay County up by six.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads East Robertson 27-21, 3:34 left here in the first half, Daniel. We talked about the pace in the opening quarter. It slowed down a little bit as Clay County kind of surges back ahead.
27-21, that six-point lead. East Rob once again trying to cut it down. Smith with it, kicks to Hall at left wing. Back into the hands of Evans. Back to O'Brien. Outside of Hall, really no true post in. Hall even plays outside. Basically got 10 guards here. Playing ball. Don't have that traditional post set breather squad. Nice little shot again by Jordan Smith. He had a nice touch on the jump shot a minute ago, and there he is with another fine move.
Nice soft floating shot.
2:45 and ticking. Clay up by four, 27-23. Westmore with it, right corner. Kyler under pressure from Smith. Dishes inside to Burble. Power dribble, spin, shot. Ooh, no good. That was a great move by Burble. Burble looking good on that with those block moves. He's going to be a strong post for Coach Edwards this year.
Yeah, very capable with his back to the basket, Daniel, with the pump fake, the up and under. And he can just rise and shoot over, too.
Three-pointer taken and hit by Luke Hall. And just like that, we've got a one-point game, 27-26.
He looked like he'd done that before.
He certainly did. Something else Birdwell brings, he's a pretty strong kid. A little deceptive maybe, but you get close to him, he's pretty thick. He's worked hard in the weight room, and he can hold his own down low. Nice little jump shot by Lance Burgett. Very smooth out of the junior. Puts Clay County back up by three, 29-26, minute 45 and ticking, second quarter. Smith with it, defended by Burble. Hands off to O'Brien, three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound Lance Merchant. Lance quickly. He gets picked up by Evans. Evans knocks it out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. Cole Eads checks into the contest along for the first time tonight with number 11. Warner Melton, the sophomore. Of course, Eads has been in. Melton had not at this point. So on the floor for Coach Edwards, Nolan Adams, Lance Burgett, Cole Eads, Weston Birdwell, and Warner Melton. Sophomore, sophomore, junior, senior, sophomore. So three sophomores, a junior, and a senior. One of those guys, Thomas, is Warner Melton. You talked about it, you know, all during preseason camp. You know, he's a starter for this team. So he's played a lot during summer camp and during any preseason scrimmages and things.
Yeah, Melton along with Westmoreland kind of earning their time through that preseason, Daniel.
Cole leads ahead to Lance Burchett. Lance's shot no good off the glass. Rebound to Beast Robertson. Under a minute to play now. In the first half of this contest, East Drop back with the basketball. Clay County with the three-point lead, though, 29-26. O'Brien swings to Bass. Three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams.
And of course, we've got Nate Adams on the bench with those two quick fouls, he and Wyatt Browning both. Two starters that haven't seen much time here in the second quarter, Daniel.
And we see it in the hands of sophomore Nolan Adams. He's very capable. Drives inside all the way to the hoop. Euro step, foul on the floor, though.
Really impressed with how Nolan Adams can get to the rim, Coach Watson.
Yes, doing a great job doing that.
Nolan Adams inbound, 27 and a half seconds left here in the second quarter. Halftime looming. Black, purple, and gold with a three-point lead to work in the Lance Burgett three-pointer. Little short, rebounded by Lance. Another opportunity to play perhaps for the last shot. Nolan with it. Defended by Jones.
See a double screen out top against this man defense for Nolan Adams.
Nolan hands off to Lance. Lance with it. 5 seconds on the clock. Three-pointer by Lance. No good. Rebounded by Cole Leeds. His putback. No good at the buzzer. First half ends here at Clay County High School. 29-26 the score. Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs with a three-point lead.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, where Clay County leads East Robertson 29-26 in a non-conference action, the home opener. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clay County led by 3, 18-15 at the end of the first quarter, where they had their largest lead of 7. It was 14-7 midway through that stanza before East Robertson cut it to 3 heading into the second quarter. There, they got it all the way to 1 on the first bucket of the second stanza before Clay County stretched it back out to a 3-point lead. East Robertson also had it at 1 right before the break as Burchett put in a bucket to make it 29-26 here at halftime in a highly competitive game in Joe Sims Gym on the boys' side so far. For East Robertson, being led by Luke Hall with 10 points. Talon Evans has 6. Jordan Smith has 6. Jalen Bass has 4 for the Indians. For Clay County, Nate Adams has 6 points to lead the Bulldogs at the break. Lance Burchett with 5. Andrew Smith with 5. Weston Burble has 4. Nolan Adams has 2. And I lied, Kyler Westmoreland leads the way. He's got 2 3-pointers and also made a free throw with 7 points here at halftime for Clay County as they played even in the second quarter at 11-11 with the Indians after leading by 3, and now they're up by 3 here at half, 29-26. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Papa Girl Buddy Chomp Halftime Show. Clay Kenny leading by three at the break, 29-26. We're going to go ahead and do the Subway Tribute Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Just wrapped up football season, of course, a week or two ago, going to get all those certificates out to the winners. Have not forgot about that. So here's tonight's first basketball trivia question of the season. In the 2008 season, Lady Dog head coach Paige Smith led her team into action against East Robertson in the Nira White Christmas tournament and walked away with a 68-56 win. What player led the Black, Purple, and Gold in scoring with 22 points in that contest? We'll read that one more time. Remember, the Horizon Sports Network hotline number is 931-397-9004. Here's the question again. In the 2008 season, Lady Dog head coach Paige Smith led her team into action against East Robertson in the Nira White Christmas tournament and walked away with a 68-56 win. What player led the Black, Purple, and Gold in scoring with 22 points that night? If you think you know that answer, please send your responses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Loyal listener Sam Daniels sends in the guess of Ashley Owens. She was a great Lady Dog during her time. I can't remember her exact years. I think she was a little after that, perhaps, but that is incorrect. Another guess of Ashley Turner has come in. Is that Tupi Kerr who's listening tonight?
I say it's Tyler Kerr.
Tyler Kerr, okay. Says Ashley Turner, another great guess. She was graduated, I think, 1 year removed, perhaps. Maybe she was on that squad, but either way, incorrect on that. So keep those guesses coming as we get ready to start this third quarter action. Team switch into the floor. Clay Kenny will work at the hoop to our right during this second half of play. Coach Watson, thoughts on anything that needs changing or just more of the same?
It looks like we need to play a little more careful and not, you know, get in foul trouble. We've got our
Big White Brown in back in, the senior.
Sam's,
we did get a break on that. He'd been in there about 10 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how much time's come off the clock. That's how long
that's
he's
exactly
been in
right.
there.
Yeah, Sam clarifying, he meant Ashley Turner rather than Ashley Owens on his guess. Still looking for that answer, though. Nate Adams on the inbound adds two more to his tally. It puts Clay Kenny back in front by five, 31-26. Takeaway and points for the Dogs. Nate Adams again, 4 points right out of the gate here in the third quarter.
Looks like we may make a rush here.
Megan Watson has been guessed by Sam Daniels on the trivia challenge. Another listener has also guessed Katie Kerr. We're getting a lot of great answers here. Megan Watson and Katie Kerr, both outstanding Lady Dogs during their time. And two more points are added.
Another
guess
one.
Who?
Time
Nate
out.
Adams. Timeout taken by East Robertson. 7:05 mark of this third quarter. And Nate Adams out of the gate has 6 points, putting Clay County up 35-26. We'll be right back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads East Robertson 35-26 as Nate Adams opens the second half with a 6-0 run of his own, Daniel. He's got a cool dozen.
Single-handed display of greatness. East Rob with the ball here, trying to stop the flood of points coming at the Clay County end. Weston Bird will get defense out top. They swing it over to Evans. He drives inside. His floating jumper no good. Evans fighting for his own rebound. It's Nate Adams coming up with it, though. Adams passes ahead to Weston Bertle. Layup no good. Bertle going to be fouled, though.
We've got another guest, Daniel. Brittany Kerr guesses Kayla Kimes.
Right there, once again, and another great lady dog, but incorrect. Incorrect. Still looking for that answer of who led the Lady Dogs in scoring in the 2008 season. So this would have been December of 2007 during this Nero White Christmas tournament when head coach Paige Smith and the Lady Dogs won 68-56. How'd the free throws go, coach?
We got them both.
Bird will hit them both.
Yes.
Nice job by Weston. Three-pointer taken and missed by Smith. Free throw, rebound by Brandon. Out the pass ahead, and I guess I better bring the camera with it to Lance Burchett. He dishes off to Verbal. Three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound Nate Adams, and a foul going to be called.
Oh, over.
Coach Edwards not happy with this call.
He's over the back.
Yeah.
It was, but, you know, we saw that in the first half from East Robertson. Talking about consistency, we just didn't get it there. But Clay County on an 8-0 run to start the second half, Daniel. They've
going
blown up
was okay, coming down wasn't good.
That's right. They've blown this one up to an 11-point lead early on. How many times have we seen a Coach Rob Evers team respond in the third quarter like this?
Many a time. Won't be the last. Good halftime adjustments. East Rom trying to get points. Shot by Evans, no good. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Lance out the pass ahead to Weston. Weston in the right wing. Hangs back off to Nate. Nate's jump shot good.
Nice shot.
39-26. 13 points. The difference. East Robertson, no points in this third quarter. Clay County with 10 and an offensive foul call now. Weston Bird will take in the charge. Sam Daniels guesses Tristan Watson is the answer to the trivia. Once again, incorrect.
God, they're going to run out of players here for long.
They've named a lot of good ones. All of these good guesses they're throwing out, I assume. Oh, we have a correct answer. And it's coming from Brittany Kerr. She's the responder there. Brittany Kerr sends in the correct guess of Carrie Williams. It was Carrie Williams who led the Lady Dogs in scoring with 22 points during that Nero White Christmas tournament win over East Robertson. So congratulations to Brittany Kerr. She will be receiving through the mail a Rising Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of her choosing at the Salina Subway location.
That's a great name to mention there with Miss Nero White, who was an All-American AAU player, basketball, softball, volleyball. Just a tremendous athlete back in her era.
Well, I've always wondered. I never knew the story of Nero White, so I see why that tournament was named after her.
There was another lady named Joan Crawford, and those two were dominant. Of course, she was a farm girl that grew up hauling hay out on the farm with her dad. I mean, she loaded hay wagons every day until she was old enough to go to high school. But she played, like I said, AAU basketball before there was any such thing, really, other than just little club basketball.
Basically a pioneer of sorts.
Yes, she was. And one of the best. And she is in the Nate Smith Hall of Fame.
That's pretty high.
Yes, that's about as good as you can get.
Browning picking up another foul there. His third, Daniel.
Calvin Westmoreland comes to the scores table to check in. It's Evans off the glass. Number 15. Actually, Braden Jones, not Taylon Evans. We'll reset things as we pan around to the scoreboard here. 39-28. East Drive has come up with some points here. So 11 points now the difference. 4:51 mark third quarter. Of course, Subway's local owners, Greg and Melissa Brannon, bring that Subway Tribute Challenge to you each week. And their sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. East Drive with a steal on the inbound. O'Brien with it. Comes all the way coast to coast, dishes it back outside. Drive inside, and another bucket. And it's Taylon Evans this time adding 2 points. Cuts it to a single-digit 9-point game. 39-30, the score halfway through this third quarter.
The Jones bucket prior stopped the Clay County 10-0 run, Daniel, as they open the second half.
Andrew Smith, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by East Robertson. East Rob trying to cut this 9-point Clay County lead. They work inside the hall. Now back out to Evans. Now O'Brien, 3-pointer top of the key.
Good. Banked it in.
Banked it right in, and we've got a 6-point game. It's a small group that has traveled from East Robertson, but they are feeling it here. As Coach Edwards now wants a timeout.
Got to get a little timeout in here.
3:56 mark, third quarter. Clay County 39, East Rob 33.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network, where the Dogs lead the Indians 39-33. East Robertson on a 7-0 run of their own, Daniel, after Clay County went up by as many as 13.
Been a quarter of runs. Clay County first, now East Robertson. Dogs trying to stop the flow. Lance Burchett out top. Creates separation. Restarts the 5-second count. Gives off to Nate. Nate Adams with it. He's had a monster contest. That's actually Nolan, not Nate. I'm sorry. Nolan to the hoop. He scores.
Nice move.
Great explosiveness out of Nolan Adams. East Rob, three-pointer, left wing. Foul call prior to the shot. Kyra Westmoreland going to be called for the foul. Fighting down low with Taylon Evans. O'Brien to inbound. For head coach Kirk Caton. Of course, as we've mentioned a couple times, some of the starters for this Indian squad not yet playing basketball. Very similar to Clay County last year. Coach Edwards went over to Livingston Academy, played a Hall of Fame game with only 7 players, didn't have any football players due to the deep run that Clay County made last year in the TWSAA playoffs. East Robertson has York Institute during the AA semifinals Friday night in Jamestown. So when we meet the Indians again, we'll see at least a couple guys we know of. Elijah and Isaiah Groves will join their Indian teammates. And, Thomas, we mentioned it. I can't remember who won the single-A title last year in basketball. 3 years ago, Clay County did. 2 years ago, East Robertson did. And here they are still playing a heated contest. So two proud basketball programs right here.
Yeah, and then, like you say, you're going to be even better here in a few weeks when you get back Groves, multiple Groves, yep. I assume. I think Isaiah was the one that was a Mr. Basketball candidate last year, averaged up in the 20s for them, but they're going to have some even better athletes. But let me tell you something, this Indian basketball team's not bad without them, are they, Coach?
No, I mean, they're competitive right now.
Nolan Adams at the line. Missed that first one, I believe, 41-33, 8 points to lead for Clay County, 2:57 mark of this first quarter. Second one's missed as well, rebounded by Birdwell. He gives to Cole Leeds. Back in the hands of Lance Burchett out top. Resetting offense. Now Nolan Adams, left wing, kicks to Eads. Cole now to Lance, inside to Weston. Weston going to be fouled and go to the line. I have been impressed with the play of Birdwell here. I knew of his athleticism and his strength, but we simply hadn't got to see him play a tremendous amount of basketball for Coach Edwards. He came in at times through his prior 3 years, and he always made something happen when he was in there, a real high-energy guy. But he's doing a good job in this starting role, it seems. I know it's early in the year, but pretty impressive by him.
Yeah, I am too. You know, he's matured is what it is. He's taking on this starting role as a senior, Daniel, and you can tell he's under control and playing really well as one of the leaders on this team.
Great play by Nolan Adams as he was going out of bounds with the ball. He had the wherewithal to throw it off an Indian, so Clay Kenny essentially steals a possession.
You know, I think that is illegal in international basketball. You can't bounce the ball off of someone that way. You can't intentionally bounce it out that way, which I think is a pretty good rule.
Adams making full use of its allowability here In Tennessee. So for Tyreek playing in with the Lubin Bears, he could not make that same move?
Unless they've changed that.
Nolan Adams going to go to the line again to shoot. Making good use of that Euro step tonight.
You know, there's been so many changes, rules, and things, you know, like on the one-and-one and the fouls at the end of ball games and things. At one time, you had the choice as a coach if you got fouled before it got into the one-and-one or whatever, or any time up until it was a two-shot foul, that you had the choice of throwing it in again or taking the shot.
Clay County leaving some points on the table tonight from the free throw line. Nolan misses that first one. Second one's away. Misses it as well. Rebound by Andrew Smith, though. 42-33. Currently the score, Clay up by 9. 2:09 mark up this third quarter. We'll pan back around to the half-court action here off the scoreboard. Lance Burgett with it out top. Works to the right and gives off to his cousin Nolan Adams. Nolan wants to go baseline. Dishes instead to Andrew out top. Swung to Cole. Now back to Lance. Lance going to go baseline. Create separation. Step back three. No good. Going to be another Clay County rebound. Nolan Adams with it. Drives inside. Euro step. Layup. No good. Rebound. Cole leads. His put back. No good. But he's fouled.
So get a couple of foul shots. We got a rowdy bunch over in the corner tonight.
Good student section. I like it.
Yeah.
Just right over here. And the far side of the home bleachers will give you a cameo shot of them. Good group over there on this Monday night in November, week of Thanksgiving. Clay County going to be back in action Friday night, clash on the Cumberland, first edition of this 2024 basketball season. Going to be traveling to Gainesboro for that. We plan on being there to call the action as Cole Eads knocks down the second free throw. Thomas, I was talking and missed the first one. What happened on it?
You missed it, Daniel, but they made that one and put Clay County up by 10 again. They're up double figures.
Minute and a half remaining in the third. Here's a takeaway. It was disrupted by Lance Burchett. Andrew Smith comes up with it, gives to Nolan Adams. Layup good.
Nice pass.
Bass with it. Gives back off to O'Brien. He sets up shop at the top. Now Bass in the corner. Swung to Lucky to left wing. Foul called on the floor. Cole Eads called for the push. So Coach Edwards has, we've seen Nolan Adams play a tremendous amount tonight. He was not one of the quote-unquote starters, but he's played more minutes.
He played quite a bit
of
basketball.
Yeah.
And played some great important minutes up until this point in time.
Junior Hayden Adams checking in for the first time. As Weston Birdwell gets his first breather, I think. Nah, he had one short one earlier. He's been on the floor most of the night, though. First free throw was missed. The second one hit by Taylon Evans. Draws East Rob within 11, 45-34 the score. Lance Burchett with it. Drives inside, dishes off in the corner to Eads, who banks in the three.
Banked it in from the corner.
Highly difficult shot right there. 48-34 with a triple from Cole Eads. 45 seconds and ticking, third quarter. 14 points to lead, 48-34. Offensive foul called, and it was Cole Eads who drew the charge. A good job by him of setting the contact.
Yeah, nice flop.
Savvy play by the sophomore. Of course, we saw Eads play a huge role on the gridiron for the football team this year. Clearly, Coach Edwards very comfortable using him a whole lot here on the hardwood.
Yeah, just a sophomore, like you said, in his second year, and really, his, you know, the only significant action he's had on the varsity level, Daniel.
Yes, since junior high. 20 seconds and ticking. Nolan Adams with it. Defended by O'Brien. Down to 15 seconds. Nolan out top. Wants to clear everything out. 10 seconds. Now drives. Inside. Draws contact. And he's going to go to the line.
Yeah. He may have walked a little bit before the con, but that's okay anymore.
Foul going to be called. Young, you know, Nolan has not been called for a travel tonight. And he's making wise use of those long strides.
Yeah.
I mean, he certainly understands what you can and can't do.
And that extra step helps.
Yeah. Free throw woes continue for sophomore Nolan Adams from the line. Just outstanding player, but just not his place tonight from the line. What's an update on his free throw mark right now?
Hasn't made one yet tonight, Danny.
Seconds away, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Hayden Adams, put back, no good. Now a foul call on Hayden Adams. Well, I have every bit of confidence that Nolan will master the free throws. This is very early in the season. Going to be O'Brien going to the line to shoot two. Both teams now in the bonus. Remember, with the rule change, five team fouls. And we have a technical foul being called against Coach Kurt Catalan. Clearly, he said something the official did not appreciate, and he'll have to sit for the rest of the night. So we're going to shoot the two bonus free throws first for Luke O'Brien. 5.2 seconds left on this third quarter clock. Clay up a 14. Neither team scored in the last few moments, 48-34. And the scoring drought continues as O'Brien misses the free throw. Clay County student section happy to let him know about it.
Yeah, I'm like you, Denner. Glad to see the support, especially early in the season.
Got the second one.
Now we're going to see Andrew Smith come up, and we'll have to flip into the floor, won't we?
Normally.
Yeah, here we go. He'll shoot at the Clay County end. Coach Edwards accusing Andrew Smith to step to the line. On the floor with Andrew right now, co-lead Hayden Adams, Warner Melton, and Nolan Adams. And we see Nate Adams, Wyatt Browning, Weston Birdwell, and Lance Burchett come back to the scores table to check in. Andrew Smith hits the first of those two technical free throws. Second one is Mia. Clay County will have possession of this basketball. Is Nate White, Weston, and Lance rejoin the group. Original five starters on the floor to finish this last 5.2 seconds of the third quarter for Coach Edwards. Nate getting in, man. Works at Andrew, hands it right back to Nate. Nate Adams with it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Lance Burchett step back, three. No good at the buzzer. 8 minutes left to settle it here in this non-region matchup between East Robertson and Clay County. It's the Dogs up by 14, 49-35 and then the three.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads East Robertson 49-35 headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nate Adams leading the way for Clay County with 14 points. Weston Burble and Kyler Westmoreland also have 7 each. Andrew Smith and Nolan Adams have 6. Lance Burchett 5. And Cole Lees has 4 for Clay County as they outscored East Robertson 20-9 in the third quarter to go up by 14 headed into the fourth. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
White Browning picks up another foul. I think it's just his third. I believe he made it through the third quarter without picking up one.
Of course, I guess this foul system comes from the college women's game, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, they went to quarters and so many fouls each quarter.
Yeah, Mr. Sims said it mirrored it, so it was the same.
Yeah.
Well, against the Dogs, surprise, surprise. Nate Adams called for it. His fourth, I suppose?
I'd say it is. Yeah, Adams and Browning kind of been in foul trouble the entire contest. Fortunately, Coach Edwards has had some able-bodied reserves that have made up for the two starters.
And Nate's bewildered about it.
Yeah.
He's not a young man who complains about a call, so makes me curious about that one. Indians out top. Swing it left wing. Smith with it. Works against Andrew Smith. Picks up the dribble. Kicks the Hall. Three-pointer right wing. Good.
Got it. Nice shot.
7:30 and ticking. Fourth quarter. 49-38. Here's a turnover by Clay County. Tyler Westmore couldn't handle the full court pass. And the Indians with an opportunity to cut it back to single digits. 49-38 currently the score. 11 points the lead for Clay County. O'Brien with it. Kicks it in the corner to a teammate. Now they swing it back to Hall out top. Luckett with it. Gives the pass. His shot blocked by Birdwell. Here we come. Full court press. And it's going to be Nolan Adams to the hoop drawing the foul and going to the line.
Great job by the senior Birdwell right there, getting vertical, blocking that shot, start to break, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes. That's nice defense by Birdwell.
Nolan Adams back to the line, 7:10 mark of this fourth quarter. First one's away and good.
Of course, I guess Birdwell, he's the sturdiest looking player we've got this year. You know, he's got a pretty good body, not pretty muscular. The rest of all these guys are, you know, kind of skinny. And
Adams misses the second, hit the first, puts the Dogs back in front by 12. Hall with it, gives to Luckett. Now O'Brien, now Smith. Three-pointer, top of the key. Smith, no good. Rebound Lance Burchett. Lance ahead to Nolan. Nolan with it at right wing. Nice pass down on the Birdwell. He finishes with a score.
Good job of running the floor and being available.
Great look inside by Nolan Adams there. Getting the assist to Weston Birdwell. 6:30 and ticking, fourth quarter. Dogs up by 14. East Rob refusing to go away, though. Long two-pointer hit by Luke Hall. Thomas, you mentioned that East Rob with some very competent basketball players, despite not having some of their starters with them.
Yeah, I think you're going to, you know, when they get the football players back, you're still going to see a lot of these guys play significant time, Daniel.
Well, you better get it out of there.
Connor Westmore in a trap. Coach Edwards calling a timeout. 6:06 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County in control at the moment. 12 points the lead, 52-40.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Back here in Salina and Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County leads East Robertson by 12. It's 52-40, 6:06 left in this one, Daniel.
Clay County with the basketball and that 12-point lead. Burchett out top, gives to Nolan. Nolan dishes to Andrew. Smith going to back out. Get back to Nolan. Three-pointer by Nolan. No good. Had a great look at it. Almost went in. I remember watching him a lot last year as we were setting up for broadcast during JV games, and he would just light folks up. Nolan Adams, bright future here. for this basketball team. Three-pointer no good by Hall. Rebounded by Nolan. And I forgot to move the camera. Here we go. Taken away by the Indians.
He made his mind up too quick. I believe he had the shot. What do you think?
Had the opportunity there.
Yeah.
Hall in the paint. Misses the shot. Nice rebound by Adams. Nolan back into the front court. Ball gets knocked out of his hands by a defender, and Clay County will inbound from their own baseline. Nate Adams and White Browning checking back into the contest. Checking out, going to be Kyler Westmoreland and Nolan Adams. So the original five starters on the floor, Browning, Burchett, Nate Adams, Smith, and Birdwell. Inbound play to White Browning. I think that's Browning's first points of the contest. Seldom will you see White be denied this late into a game. Simply has been limited due to some foul trouble tonight. Three-pointer taken and missed by Mack Luckett. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate comes quickly the other way, gives to Weston. Weston, three-pointer right wing, no good. Rebound by Nate. Nate with it, wants back to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Rebound East Robb. 4.5 minutes left here in the fourth.
It's been a fun game to watch tonight. A lot of excitement. I mean, these guys are putting everything they've got into on both teams.
I agree.
And it's great to see that.
Clay County's built this 14-point lead, but it still feels like, you know, East Robb never has went away. We've not extended beyond 14, I don't think. It's the biggest lead of the night. Bourbon with it, right corner. Dished over to Browning. White couldn't hang on. Fortunately, Lance picks it up. Back to Birdwell. Weston drives inside. Dishes to Andrew. Andrew going to drive. And now it goes to Lance in the corner. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Andrew Smith. Put back good. Ooh. Put back was no good.
Did everything but go in, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought it fell, but it did not. East Drive pulls down the rebound and comes the other way. Three-pointer. Right corner. No good. Rebound Lance Burchett. Both teams have gone cold here. Scoring-wise for the past few moments, Thomas.
Yeah, they have, and they're taking a lot of shots. You know, we're taking down under 3 minutes, and it's still a fast pace.
Certainly is. 3:20 and ticking. Browning inside, power dribble, spin, shot, good.
Another good shot. I mean, I don't know if he maybe missed one shot tonight.
Yeah, he hadn't taken a lot.
No.
Has 4 points now. He may be 2-2 from the field. I don't know.
I don't think he missed one. I don't remember any others. He had a couple of free throw opportunities in that first quarter. But other than that, no.
Browning catching a little harm there, hand to the face on the.
He kind of tiptoed during to stay away from that foul.
Yeah. Appears to be all right, though, walking back to the huddle. Timeout taken, big drop.
There's talk about the shot clock in high school, and if we get that here, we take away from game. We take these games away. And of course, I hate shot clocks, but I mean it turns your game in, especially this level, into dribble drive and take it toward the basket and hope you get bailed out.
Of course, there has been a lot of discussion back and forth over it. You know, pros and cons to both of it, I guess, but it would drastically change things, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. I mean, you know, a whole lot of teams now go out there and kill 15 seconds and then try to take the rest of the clock to try to score. You know,
of course, 2:55 left in this one, 56-42. Of course, timeout taken by East Robb. We went ahead and stayed on air there. 1-0 on the season. Hart Clay County, they went down to Gordonsville on Saturday and played DeKalb County. A nice win there over, I guess, DeKalb, maybe Triple A in basketball. I know all of them in football. But
larger class than us. I know that.
Over 1,000 kids in that building, I believe. Nice two-point win down there over a team that don't know anything about them. I just know they're a bigger school.
Yeah, larger school. I don't know.
I watched the major colleges the other night that ignored the shot clock, and that was that Kansas-Kentucky game.
Really?
I mean, they
just
took
a lot
up,
of violations.
Just up and down the floor and shot the ball.
No. So even a 10-second clock would have been too long for them.
Yeah. Of course, they used to accuse me if we passed the ball 3 times, we'd gone into a stall.
Nice inbound pass to Lance Burchett. He finishes it. Nate Adams on the inbound.
Good pass.
Looks like quarterback and receiver on the football field as they did several times this year. East Rob back on their end. White Browning pulling down a rebound. He has a big outlet pass ahead. That gets intercepted by an Indian, and we're back the other way. 2:30 and ticking, fourth quarter, layup off the backboard, no good, rebound Lance Burchett, that outlet pass ahead to Nate. Nate with it in the front court all the way to the hoop. Defensive foul call.
He's going to call an offense.
Seriously? He already signaled it, didn't he?
Now, the guy over the top.
But he had the fish on the baseline with the ball.
He got overruled, though, I know.
Yeah. Okay, so Nate, and see now, Coach Edwards, as you can see here mid-screen, is doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was no feet set at all. I didn't really see a shoulder drop or anything like that out of Nate Adams. He was just attacking the rim. That's really, if anything, a no-call or definitely goes to the offensive player normally. But, you know, fortunately, this game is in hand for Clay County. And, you know, so Nate Adams fouls out on that call. It's kind of been one of those nights for Nate. Finishes, though, with 14 points. He made that big push right there at the start of this second half to kind of put this game on ice.
That kind of turned the game around
real
quick.
So Adams has expired with that call. On the 4-4 Clay County, Browning, Nolan Adams, Burgett, Birdwell, and Smith. Unforced error, turnover by the Indians. As they simply throw it out of bounds. Clay County still commanding a 16-point lead here. Not enough time unless East Rob just gets really hot with 2:06 remaining. 58-42 the score. Nolan Adams inbound. Full court pass ahead. Cannot be grabbed by Lance Burchett as he nearly runs out the door here at Joe Simmons Gym. So East Rob coming back their way with it. Thomas, we usually don't break character, so to speak, on air, but I've got to compliment this tripod. It's just smooth as could be.
Well, you know, if I was going to make you do it, Daniel, I thought we would try to get some equipment that worked.
And now we have a little bit of retribution, an offensive foul called against East Robertson, perhaps making up for that foul that sent Nate to the bench a few minutes ago. Now five for him. Clock operator Homer Daly having to get the officials' attention and let them know that that was five for Jordan Smith. He's played a good game for East Robertson tonight.
Yeah, capable players. You know, he and Hall saw Evans and Bass. I mean, they got some athletes and some pretty good basketball players here.
Burchett ahead to Nolan. Nolan with it back to Lance. Lance drives, gives a Browning. Nice pass to Smith. Now over to Lance. I can't keep up. Great ball handling. Misses the shot, though. Does Lance Burchett in the paint.
Too close.
Minute 45 and ticking. O'Brien on the jumper.
Nice.
Finds its mark.
Nice little spin move.
Andrew Smith at the top of the key. Slows it down. Lets his teammates catch up. Sets the offense. Andrew with it, gives to Weston. Weston to Lance, out top, just weaving around. Minute 20 and ticking here in this contest. Clay County up by 14, 58-44. Dogs going to be going to 2-0 on this young season. After this, we go final tonight. Andrew Smith with it. No intentions of attacking the hoop there. Just letting time tick. Andrew back to Lance. Lance to Nolan. Just playing keep away from the Indians. Inside to Browning. He'll take the two.
He's not bashful.
Nice pass by
Nolan. I'll shoot it.
Good hard overhand pass. Got right to White. White put it in for two. 45 seconds and ticking. Dogs up by 16. Clay County will enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and then make the trip down to Jackson County Friday night for the season's first clash on the Cumberland.
I saw Coach Joe Heifecker up tonight doing a little scouting for the girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw him, too, I'm sure. Who added that bucket, Thomas?
Nolan Adams.
Nolan with the layup.
Well.
Foul going to be called against the Bulldogs. O'Brien went to the surface of Rob Edwards Court.
I remember a game in the pros many years ago, Red Auerbach in the pros. The referee made a terrible call, and he throws the ball up there. And Mindy Rudolph, he walks over and says, "Coach, that ball comes down. It's a technical."
O'Brien at the line shooting free throws, misses the first. 18.7 seconds left on this clock. Just looking ahead, as we mentioned, Friday at Jackson County. Next week on the 28th, the home game against Macon County. Then their trip to East Robertson on December the 1st. I may have lied. Football players may not be back for that one. If they're playing championship football, it may be this same squad again that Clay County has ended up defeating here tonight.
They may have a tough time getting by the Dragons this year.
York's good. We know that. Buzzer sounds here at Joe Sims Gym. Both teams winners tonight. Final score of this boys' contest, 62-47 in favor of the black, purple, and gold. 15 points, the final margin. Stay with us right here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's ladies are out 2-1 on the year with their win tonight, 54-36. And the boys are 2-0 after winning tonight, 62-47 over East Robinson. We're going to go ahead right now and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, Tom.
Yeah, this is a very highly competitive ball game. We talked about the pace in the first half, Coach, and, you know, it was back and forth, and Clay County only led by 3 points at the break.
Came out that second half, and Adams pretty well took the ball game out of their hands. I mean, what was it, 8 straight points he scored during that little run, and basically, I mean, of course, each team kept hustling, but basically the game was really over at that point.
Yeah, started the second half after leading by only 3, jumped out to a 13-point lead just like that as it went on a 10-0 run. Nate Adams with 8 of those. East Robertson fought back, got it back to 6, but that's really as close as they got down the stretch as Clay County without. Nate Adams wasn't in the ballgame a whole lot due to foul trouble. When he was in, he made an impact. Without Wyatt Browning, one of their other starters, the depth of this team kind of showed to get this win, didn't it, Coach?
I guess, you know, I know with those two guys, they probably didn't have 20 minutes between them of playing time with their foul trouble.
And I agree.
The other guys, you know, they did a good job of.
Really impressed with this East Robertson team, too. We see two guys in double figures. Luke Hall ended with 17. Talon Evans had 11. Braden Jones, 2. Jordan Smith, 6. Jaden Bass, 4. And Luke O'Brien had 7. So, you know, this is a team to be reckoned with down the road, especially after football season, when you say, Coach.
When they get those big studs in there with these smaller guys now, I mean, they're going to get a lot of shots. And they look like they're going to make those shots the way they played tonight. Because, you know, those guys, the Groves guys, now they're going to get all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make these guys much better than what they were tonight.
Well, and that's one thing we didn't allude to earlier throughout the broadcast. These are not district opponents, but they are region opponents.
That's
so
right.
District 7 that we're in will match up with District 8. So very well could play them multiple times throughout the course of the rest of the year.
A long time playing those guys. I think the first year I coached, we played them in an invitational tournament down in Jackson County, and they were the East Robertson Indians. They lined up in the jump circle and did a war dance. around the circle before they started the game.
For Clay County, balanced scoring for them. Cole Leeds had 4 points. Kyler Westmoreland, big contribution, with 7. Nolan Adams, 9. Weston Burble, 9. Andrew Smith and Wyatt Browning with 6 points each. Lance Burchett with 7. But leading the way, the only one in double figures, Daniel, was Nate Adams with 14 points.
Pretty good distribution.
Yeah, certainly was. We're going to go ahead and play our one postgame promo here on the Horizon Sports Network. Come back and announce the TDS top performer and give you some final thoughts before we sign off. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still.
Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network, time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll start first with the ladies. And we settled in on senior shooting guard, Hallie Buford. Of course, not only did she lead the team in scoring, but did a lot of other things well defensively as well. And so much of the success of the Lady Dogs this year, Thomas 99 out, is going to be very dependent upon Hallie, along with other girls as well. But, you know, she's the main scoring returner to this squad. And we need her to have that role, as she had tonight again.
Yeah, tonight she had 17 points, perfect from the free throw line. Saw her get an and one, knocked down 2 3-pointers. You know, Hallie Buford, that's the thing about her. She can score in so many different ways. Great shooter from the outside. She could also attack the rim. And she's always perfect from the free throw line, Daniel. And you're right. You know, we've got to have Hallie up in the 17 to 25 point range Like Coach Sim said, still kind of looking for that second and third score. So especially early on, Hallie Buford's got to get hers, and tonight she got them to help Clay County get the win.
She did, and it's kind of yet to be determined the competitiveness level of the Lady Indians. I think they're a pretty good basketball team. We'll find out more and how that win holds up as we get deeper into this schedule. But a good solid win tonight in large part due to the good play of Hallie Buford.
And then for the boys' side, we talked about he didn't play that much. But Nate Adams, like Coach said, came in, scored the first 8 points of the second half to kind of put this one on ice as Clay County went on a 10-0 run. And then, when he was in the ball game, he was very effective. Got off to a great start, scored a half a dozen in the first quarter before he picked up his second foul, and he sat most of the first half. But we've talked about him all football season. I expect we're going to talk about him most of the basketball season. Already the Bulldogs' leading scorer, had 18 in the first contest, 14 tonight, the only player in double figures. And, I don't know, we've gooed God at him in football. It's time to do it in basketball, Daniel. He's the leader of this team from the point guard type position, along with Lance Burchett as far as the score goes outside. And tonight, Nate Adams was the difference in this ball game. Kind of put Clay County over the top, and then they maintained it throughout the second half. And good win for them, too.
Yeah, it certainly was. And Nate, he's just that all-around guy. There's no part of this game that he can't do. He's a great rebounder, great passer, great scorer, great defender. And we're going to be, like you said, we'll be talking about him again before this season's over. Tonight's TDS top performers, Hallie Buford and Nate Adams. And they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We talked about this. We didn't know for sure until about 12:30, 1 o'clock this afternoon that, we're going to do it. And some people had asked, even an hour or two before, so I'm not sure. I don't know if we are or not. So all in all, I think it went pretty good. Huge thank you to our sponsors, as always. I know you probably may get tired of hearing that, but it is what it is. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And I think it went good all in all. It's always good when you get two black, purple, and gold wins.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. Two good wins against, like you said, going to be a region opponent down the road. We're going to be making one regular season trip to East Robertson. I hope we get to make a whole bunch more in that region tournament because they're going to be hosting it.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, folks, until I presume this Friday evening, it's our full intention to be down for that Clash on the Cumberland at Jackson County High School. So if you've got some Black Friday shopping and you just beat and you can't make the trip, well, tune us in here on the Horizon Sports Network. For Joe Sims and for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.